Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Bill Clinton's liaison with Monica Lewinsky. Now, says Clemson political science professor David Woodward, an extramarital relationship has eliminated any chance Sanford could make a run for the Republican presidential nomination in 2012.
What he's working on now is trying to salvage his governorship. Any national aspirations and all that, that's all gone.
Sanford's resigning as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, but State Senator Tom Davis, a longtime friend of Sanford's, tells the CBS Early Show it's too early to tell whether the governor will survive in office.
The South Carolina people have a tremendous capacity for forgiveness. Now, I think the South Carolina people also have a fine nose for hypocrisy. And so the next few days are going to tell the tale about whether or not Governor Sanford is sincere.
This is Jim Crisul in Columbia, South Carolina. Shock, anger, compassion. Some of the many reactions here to word of Governor Mark Sanford's affair.
It's a soap opera. It's ugly. It's not something any of us wants to have to witness.
I think it's unfortunate that it's always negative stuff in the news about South Carolina.
When you get down to it, we're all fallen and broken people.
More unwanted publicity for a state still torn over the flying of the Confederate flag outside the State House. Jim Crisul, CBS News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Iran's government steps up its crackdown as President Ahmadinejad tells Washington to mind its own business. With the latest, we're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk.
More postings of protest footage on YouTube, but this university student says fear is keeping more and more Iranians off the streets.
Because of the repression of the police forces, most of the people do not want to take part.
Protesters, reformist clerics, journalists, and academics are under or facing arrest. Opposition figures are under pressure to drop their demand that the elections be annulled. And President Ahmadinejad is demanding that President Obama apologize for what he calls interference in Iran's internal affairs. Nick.
Medical researchers have made a finding that may help answer the question of whether embryonic stem cells are required to help restore damaged muscles. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
There's a widespread belief that embryonic stem cells should be the primary focus of efforts to use stem cells to treat serious muscle disorders and injuries. But a surprising study in the journal Nature suggests
they may not be the right stem cell of choice for these therapies, and you might want to go with adult stem cells.
Carnegie Institution researcher Christoph Lepper has discovered that genes important for embryonic muscle development aren't necessary for muscle regeneration, and in fact become unimportant just 3 weeks after birth.
Hopefully this study will fuel some future studies in other stem cell systems to see how widespread this phenomenon is.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
4 days after the fatal crash of two commuter trains in Washington, federal investigators may interview the surviving driver, who's now been released from the hospital. 9 people were killed Monday afternoon when one train slammed into the back of another as it was stopped. The husbands of 2 American journalists imprisoned in North Korea say they spoke with their wives on Sunday. Michael Saldat is married to Yuna Lee.
To hear her on the phone, to hear the fear in her voice, the panic, and the desperation, was one of the hardest things I've ever had to hear in my life.
Lee and Laura Ling have been held for the past 3 months. They're serving a 12-year sentence for allegedly entering North Korea illegally and engaging in what the North Korean government charges were hostile acts. Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter's political problems have followed him to Washington, D.C. He was there to raise money for his 2010 re-election campaign, but roughly 40 grocery union members and firefighters, some from Colorado, picketed the governor. Steve Clapham is an Aurora firefighter.
It's a matter of integrity. I believe that he has failed in that category.
Clapham tells 9 News Ritter promised firefighters he would sign bills in their favor, but didn't. It's been a slow process, but states have been receiving federal economic stimulus money. Colorado Economic Recovery Director Mark Cavanaugh tells 9 News jobs have already been created.
I would tell somebody who's on the couch right now that it's also incumbent upon them to learn more about where these jobs are and where we're headed.
For more information, colorado.gov/recovery. And Colorado lawmakers are planning to convene a task force to find ways to recycle electronics. Representative Randy Fisher of Fort Collins says TVs, stereos, and computers could be the foundation for an e-waste recycling industry. Sports: Rockies fell again to the Angels, 11-3 last night in Anaheim. They're off today and head for Oakland tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad start.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Chris Hemsworth, the one, the only.
Entertaining. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Showbiz.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining.
Showbiz.
Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
These days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs. Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website's server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
I don't know what I did to the thing, but man, the car was never the same. Thank God I got rid of it shortly after that. I felt I sold it. The first thing I ever sold on Craigslist was that car. Some guy came over and paid me $1,000 cash for it. I was stoked to get rid of it. 303-713-7600, the number to get in here this morning. You want to break out the hypocrisy tally board again this morning? Talked about Senator John Ensign last week and his affair. He hasn't stepped down from his Senate office. And now we got the story I'm sure you all have heard about, Mark Sanford, the South Carolina governor. And he finds himself in some trouble and also in some same kind of situations as John Ensign. And I want to gauge your feelings on this, whether he should resign as well. And if you want to talk more about value system and the GOP and how it seems to be completely hypocritical in what they do and what they say, please get in here, 303-713-7600. Several stories related to this issue on Mark Sanford. And if you haven't heard about him, I'll kind of break it down for you. South Carolina's governor once cited moral legitimacy when he was a congressman voting for President Bill Clinton's impeachment. He became a darling of fiscal conservatives over his ideological opposition to federal stimulus cash. Now Mark Sanford has taken a swan dive from the moral high ground. By admitting to an extramarital affair with a woman in Argentina on Wednesday, the Republican governor makes the already difficult end of his term-limited administration nearly untenable. As chairman of the Republican Governors Association, he was raising money for candidates and deflecting talk he was planning to run for president in 2012. John Ensign was also one of those guys that was ticketed for maybe a run in 2012.
About 3 weeks ago, he lost a court battle to reject the federal stimulus money. He wanted to fight the federal stimulus money, didn't want to take it. A lot of other Republicans in the state disagreed with him on that. A few days later, his wife, Jenny Sanford, kicked him out of their home to begin a trial separation with hopes of reconciling. Then on Monday, lawmakers and reporters started questioning where the governor had been for 5 days. His aide said the outdoorsman was hiking the Appalachian Trail to wind down from a grueling legislative session. But on Wednesday, the governor held a rambling, tearful news conference in which he finally revealed the truth. The 49-year-old ruminated on God's law, moral absolutes, and following one's heart. He said he spent the last 5 days crying in Argentina. And I'm going to play a couple different clips from that press conference, so we'll go ahead and roll clip one.
I'm here because if you were to look at God's laws, they're in every instance designed to protect people from themselves. I think that is the bottom line of God's law. It is not a moral, rigid list of do's and don'ts just for the heck of do's and don'ts. It is indeed to protect us from ourselves. And the biggest self of self is indeed self. That sin is in fact grounded in this notion of what is it that I want as opposed to somebody else. And in this regard, let me throw one more apology out there, and that is to people of faith across South Carolina, or for that matter across the nation. Because I think that one of the big disappointments when, believe it or not, I've been a person of faith all my life, if somebody falls within the fellowship of believers or the walk of faith, I think it makes that much harder for believers to say, well, where was that person come from? Or folks that weren't believers to say, where indeed was that person coming from? I guess where I'm trying to go with this is that there are moral absolutes, and that God's law indeed is there to protect you from yourself. And there are consequences if you breach that. This press conference is a consequence.
That's Mark Sanford yesterday. What do you think of that little ramble there? What a hypocrite. And I'll get to that here more in a little bit. Sanford described the woman who lives in Argentina as a dear, dear friend whom he has known for about 8 years and been romantically involved with for about a year. He said he has seen her 3 times since the affair began, and his wife found out about it 5 months ago. So a little different than, you know, some cases that we've seen before. It seems like kind of like the wife knew what was going on, but I don't think that makes it any better, do you? 303-713-7600. And she basically kicked him out of the house a few weeks ago. But still, this guy seems like a hypocrite, and I'll tell you why. In the meantime, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour took over the leadership of the Republican Governors Association after he resigned from that post. And little more than an hour after his announcement, other Republicans were backing away from him. The Value Voters Summit dropped him from the lineup for its September roundup of GOP notables. At least one South Carolina legislator wants Sanford to resign without serving the remaining 18 months on his term, which the governor said he has no plans to do. Doesn't plan on resigning. Do you feel that he should resign? I do, along with John Ensign. Sanford was a harsh critic of Clinton affair, called President a rascal. This from the Huffington Post and Sam Stein. The standard Sanford had set for other politicians over the years has been fairly high. A member of the House of Representatives during the heyday of the Clinton-Lewinsky affair, he was often a harsh critic of the president for his marital misconduct. This is very damaging stuff, Sanford declared at one point when details of Clinton's conduct became known. I think it would be much better for the country and for him personally to resign. I come from the business side, he said. If you had a chairman or president in the business world facing these allegations, he'd be gone. Explaining his decision to back impeachment articles against Clinton, he added, I think what he did in this matter was reprehensible. I feel very comfortable with my vote. Sanford's complaints were directed primarily, although not entirely, at Clinton's lying about the affair rather than the affair itself. At one point, however, he proclaimed that Clinton was likely to get away with infidelities and discretion because he had already had the perception of someone who was untrustworthy. Quote, in politics, you can get away with anything as long as it's what's expected. This is in the Boston Globe article published in December 98. If people expect you to be a rascal, you can be a rascal. At another point, however, Sanford seemed to acknowledge that when it came to politicians, skeletons in the closet were to be expected. This is a human institution, he said of Congress. And in McLean's article from September 98, take it as a given that weird stuff goes on. Is that okay with you? 303-713-7600. More than anything else, Sanford, after initially cautioning the press to withhold judgment until all the facts in the Clinton case were known, became deeply skeptical of the president's motives. He was one of only five members of the House of Representatives and one of two Republicans, Ron Paul being the other, to vote against expressing support for U.S. troops in combat after Clinton ordered bombing raids in Iraq. Sanford reasoned that the president was trying to distract attention from his marital issues. And toward the end of the saga, he insisted that Clinton could not operate with any effectiveness because he'd been untruthful. The issue of lying is probably the biggest harm, if you will, to the system of democratic government, representatives government, because it undermines trust, he told CNN. And if you undermine trust in our system, you undermine everything. I want to get your feelings on this case and John Ensign, which, by the way, crew, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, has filed a complaint against John Ensign with the Senate Select Committee on Ethics and a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against its campaign committee and leadership PAC based on activities surrounding his affair with a campaign staffer. Her name is Cynthia Hampton. What do we do with these folks? Should they be forced to resign? John Ensign, Mark Sanford. What do you think about John Edwards? But John Edwards wasn't out there, you know, touting that Clinton should be impeached and never really, you know, took the high ground. But it's gotten in an affair nonetheless. What do we do with these people? Why do politicians seem to always get caught cheating? Or is it just that everybody cheats? Not everybody, but a lot of folks cheat. But they're in the public eye, so that's why we know about it. 303-713-7600. It also looks like some of these Sanford trips might have been paid by taxpayer money. And if that's the case, man, be a shock. And I'll read a story from Politico about that coming up here, but I want to take one phone call before a break. 303-713-7600. We have some open lines. Jeremy in Loveland, you're first up. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. You?
You know, just frustrated with this whole thing. I think it's ridiculous. We got to remember also that he abandoned his responsibilities to his constituency, in addition to maybe or maybe not having spent taxpayers' money on this trip. And as far as I'm concerned, all that nonsense about God's law, it was just a bunch of rambling. Just a bunch of rambling stuff. It didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. He was like invoking God. Meanwhile, he's trying to defend himself from an affair. How can you do that?
I don't know. He's in a tough position here. He put himself there. And, I think he's been acting in a pretty childish manner with this.
Man, he took off on over Father's Day week. He has four sons.
Right.
Takes off over Father's Day to go to Argentina to be with his mistress.
Yeah, real responsible guy, huh?
You know, I mean, his wife kicked him out a few weeks ago for trial separation in hopes of reconciliation, but doesn't look like he was too into making things happen.
No, he wasn't too devoted to making things work out with his marriage, was he? Maybe you should have called Dr. Dobson or something like that and got a little help with that.
All right. Do you think it's more damning when a politician or one of our elected leaders gets caught in an affair like this? I think it means more.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm also tempted to think that if you look at, you know, if you look way, way back in history, you know, like, didn't the Romans and the Greeks and their politicians, wasn't it understood that they all had mistresses and things like that? And even more recently in history, you know, it was just kind of an accepted fact that, that these politicians had mistresses, you know, even into like the 18th and 19th centuries. And nobody said anything about it, you know, it was just kind of understood and accepted.
Yeah, and I got an interesting, I don't know if it's an op-ed, but it's analysis from Liz Sedoti, from an AP writer, and she asks, why do politicians cheat? And I tell you what, she gets some pretty good responses on this one, and I'll read a little bit of it later.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, is why do politicians cheat, and should we respond to and ask for their resignation?
I think in this case, resignation is definitely...
I know, and what about Senator John Ensign, who also said the same thing about Clinton?
Yeah, I think the just
and Larry Craig.
The sheer hypocrisy of it dictates that they, you know, that they step down, you know, out of own alleged moral, you know, responsibilities.
All right, Jeremy, great call, man. Thanks for kicking things off this morning.
You're doing a great job, John.
Hey, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. Mikey and Thornton, you're next. Everybody else hanging on, stay there. We do have some open lines at 303-713-7600. Want to talk to you about this Mark Sanford situation. Why do politicians cheat? You'll love this analysis from Liz Sidoti. She nails it, I think. She makes claims that they seem to almost be universally men, as politics remains mostly a man's game. How come we don't see our female legislators being caught in extramarital affairs and sex scandals and stuff like that? 303-713-7600. Want to talk to you next. Our first time out of the morning, Todd Parker takes our first look at traffic.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Half off Spring Valley Golf Club gift certificates and Denver Outlaws tickets this week only. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Marvel Comics plans to resurrect the beloved superhero for a 5-comic book series entitled Captain America Reborn, starting July 1st. Despite information about his return being closely shielded, there are rumors of a big budget movie slated for release in 2011. Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Why them?
Well, everybody has 3 different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at freescore123.com, you can get all 3 scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your 3 scores for free at freescore123.com. That's freescore123.com.
623, John Turk in for Jay Marvin for you this morning. Been in all week long. We're talking about the Mark Sanford situation. Says he was hiking the Appalachians Trail originally, and then he ended up in Argentina for 5 days. With his mistress, and another Republican leader caught in an affair, and he says he's not going to resign from governorship there in South Carolina. Should he be forced to resign, or should he just do it himself? I say it's time for him to go. I say it's time for Senator John Ensign of Nevada to go, strictly because of their hypocrisy in this issue. And again, I can ask the question, where does the hypocrisy come from? Why can they take the moral high ground and yet not follow their own words? 303-713-7600. Hold on, Mickey, I'm coming to you, or Mikey. Some Sanford trips were taxpayer-paid from Politico. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford has taken at least 3 taxpayer-paid trips to Argentina. However, it's unclear whether he met his girlfriend during any of them. At his news conference in Columbia Wednesday, Sanford said he paid for his most recent trip with his own money. It was my own ticket, he told reporters. But sometime after his 2002 election as governor, Sanford traveled to Argentina on the dime of the South Carolina Department of Commerce. It's unclear precisely when the trip occurred. It likely would have taken place after he had met the woman. Sanford said Wednesday he met the woman 8 years ago, though a romantic relationship didn't develop until 1 year ago. Sanford also traveled to China and Brazil through the State Commerce Department, and a review of its records late last year by state press found that taxpayers footed a total bill of $21,488 in Sanford travel. The governor's office also spent almost $2,000 in travel for Sanford, according to the review. And listen to this. In his January 2007 State of the State address, Sanford used changing air travel times between Miami and Buenos Aires as an example of technological innovations. The Pan Am Clipper class used to be the envy of airline travel. One of their planes would fly 32 passengers at 150 miles an hour from point A to point B. The Miami to Buenos Aires flight took 6 days with numerous crew stops along the way, he said. The new Boeing 787, being in large part produced here in South Carolina, will soon take 300 passengers at 560 miles an hour on a nine-hour trip straight from Miami to Buenos Aires. U.S. taxpayers twice footed the bill for Sanford's Latin American travel, although the timing of the trips appears to predate his eight-year-long relationship. Getting your feelings on this Mark Sanford situation. Should he be forced to resign? Open lines at 303-713-7600. Mickey, hey, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hey, Mickey.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I just want to say that if I abandoned my job for 5 days, when I got back, I wouldn't have a job.
As governor, gone for 5 days over Father's Day weekend.
We've had people in my office that don't show up for 3 days, and that's called abandoning your job. And they don't have a job when they get back.
Very true.
And I also want to know, the media, this newspaper, knew about this back in December, and they gave him a pass. What's up with that?
The state newspaper?
Yes.
Don't know why they gave him a pass.
We need to find out.
It's a good question.
They said they couldn't verify the story. Well, you didn't have to work very hard to verify it, I guess.
No, I mean, if they've already found out, you know, all of his different trips to South America. I want to find out if he used taxpayer money for it.
Well, that too. I guess it'll all come out now.
Mickey, do you have an observation on why these seem to be mostly men or exclusively men that seem to do this?
I don't know. I think that they probably have more opportunity. You know, they have more business travel and so forth, and one thing leads to another, and there you have it. I honestly don't know, but that part I'm not really concerned about.
Well, do you think he should resign?
Only because he gave up his post and he was not available to do his job.
That's the only reason, because he'd left South Carolina behind for 5 days, or because he...
The part that, you know, yeah, he's a hypocrite and he called for everybody else to resign and all that. Because of that, he should resign. I don't think people need to lose their jobs because of an extramarital affair. I believe that is between them and their spouse.
But what about the case of, can be made that, you know, they made a vow when they got married. They made oaths of office. If they can't stick to their vows of marriage, can they stick to their oaths in office?
I don't think one has to do with the other.
See, I think they do.
Yeah, I'm speaking as a divorced person.
Are you? Okay.
So I come from a different mindset than other people do, I guess.
All right. Well, Mickey, hey, thanks a million for the phone call, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. 303-713-7600. Maybe we can ask that question. She said they weren't mutually inclusive. Whether a politician is married and they make a vow to be faithful to their wife, and yet they take oath in office when they become elected, take office. How can you trust somebody that says one thing and does the other? Especially if they're holding a public office. I mean, the point was made in the business world to be canned. Do you agree with that? 303-713-7600. Taking your phone calls, open lines here at AM 760. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin. And I'll go ahead and get into this analysis from Liz Sidoti. Why do politicians cheat? What is it with philandering politicians? Why do men in power, the ones on pedestals, think they are above us and can get away with cheating on their spouses? Particularly, scrutiny is so intense and peccadilloes are arguably more politically damaging than in the past. There's a long list of those who thought they could jet off to Argentina or cruise on the monkey business or check into a hotel under an assumed name or use an escort service and never get caught, never have to come clean. The names come quickly to mind. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, Senator John Ensign, Senator David Vitter, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, One-time Democratic presidential hopefuls John Edward and Gary Hart, former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, current New York Governor David Paterson. They seem to most are almost universally men, as politics remains mostly a man's game, tempt fate, and particularly men with presidential aspirations. One possible explanation, said Stanley Renshin, a political psychologist at City University of New York, narcissism is an occupational hazard for political leaders. You have to have an outsized ambition and an outsized ego to run for office. You know, I think people run for office for the right reasons, but, you know, what happens once they get elected? To be sure, politicians don't necessarily have different reasons for cheating than non-politicians, and they don't necessarily cheat more often. The difference, they live their lives more in a fishbowl, and that has responsibilities and costs with it, Renshin said, adding that an adulterous politician doesn't just betray his family's trust, he also betrays the public's trust. If they can lie to their loved ones, who's to say they won't lie to everyone else? If they can't stay faithful to their marriage vows, who's to say they'll stay faithful to their oaths of office? And if they have secrets in their private lives, who's to say they don't have secrets in their public lives? Those are the questions I want to ask you at 303-713-7600. Fred Greenstein, a Princeton University professor, emeritus of politics, suggested adrenaline is the common denominator, saying for some individuals, the excitement of illicit sexual activity might feed the same desire as the excitement of politics. There's also a clue in the kind of people drawn to politics. These are men who love themselves deeply, need to be recognized, and relish approval. These are men who adore getting praise and who often are surrounded by swarms of sycophants. These are men who, in some cases, need to exercise power and sometimes can become drunk from it. These are men who think the rules don't apply to them and who think they're untouchable. As leaders, these are also the type of men who are likely to break promises, manipulate, and cut corners. They probably are big risk takers, and they're prone of thinking of themselves first. Just ask their wives, their mistresses, or the security details that are often privy to indiscretions. Said Todd Harris, a Republican operative, if this was supposed to be our farm team, we'd better start looking for a new farm. And I want to hear from, you know, members of the GOP, conservatives out there. What does this say about your party? Or does it say nothing? Is this any, I mean, do you see the Democrats being hypocritical on this issue as well? Correct me, 303-713-7600. Rich in Denver, hang on, I'm going to come to you next, but I do have to take a short time out. It's a short one, so don't go anywhere, 303-713-7600. Probably play some more audio clips as well from Mark Sanford's press conference yesterday, but do want to talk to you, 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what's going on? Traffic at 630.
The Denver Drive, getting busy in those usual spots like southbound I-25, just past I-70 as you're making your way towards Spear. Also seeing eastbound I-70 starting to load up Washington towards York. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be cloudy but hot with a high in the mid to upper 80s. There's a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently already 66 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You know someone looking for a motorcycle? Bring them to Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker, and they will enter you into a drawing to win a new Harley-Davidson motorcycle. See MileHighHarley.com for details. Don't miss your chance to win a new Harley.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard...
Were you fast enough to snag your own little piece of internet history? Within hours of allowing Facebook users to register a unique username, millions had secured their personalized web address and were redirecting their friends to facebook.com/ followed by their shiny new username. If you weren't fast enough to secure yours, you'll have to either come up with something unique or add some digits at the end of the one you want.
You're 100 bucks. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's
800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
And so the bottom line is this. I've been unfaithful to my wife. I developed a relationship with a, which started as a dear, dear friend from Argentina. It began very innocently, as I suspect many of these things do, in just a casual email back and forth, in advice on one's life there and advice here. But here, recently, over this last year, it developed into something much more than that.
303-713-7600, 636 in the morning. I'm John Turk, filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about the Mark Sanford mistress scandal in Argentina. And he has stepped down as chair of the Republican Governors Association. He was the leader of that. He stepped down from that post. But he says he will not resign from his post as South Carolina governor. I say he needs to. 303-713-7600. Do you agree with me? And if you're a conservative out there, you know, are you seeing your party get away from you here? What do you make of folks like this? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. Let's pull up my call track. Sorry, y'all. I'm a little slow here. My computer's acting really slow on me this morning. I hate computer problems. Rich in Denver. Thanks for hanging on, Rich.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Listen. I guess I'm going to have to disagree with you. You know, vows. Maybe he didn't take any wedding vows. Would you hold the woman to love, honor, and obey? I'm a former journalist, and I think this is diversionary crap. You know, where's talk about health care go? How about Iran?
I talked about health care for the last 2 days, sir.
I understand.
Okay.
Those are really important
things. I know they are. I hit it for 2 days. Yeah. I wanted to do something a little different today.
I know, John, but, you know, this is for Oprah to talk
no,
about.
No, it's not for Oprah to talk
the,
about.
The only thing that should be talked about.
How's this a distraction?
But this guy took out after Clinton for the very same thing, the hypocrisy committee.
That's what I'm talking about.
But no reporter asked him about that. And I'm a former journalist. I just don't think that this, you know, this is fine. It's fine. This is I don't know.
I've talked about Iran plenty. I've talked about healthcare as well.
I understand. I'm not condemning you for that.
What point are you making, Rich? I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying.
This kind of talk pulls the real important issues.
I think it's important to name out our
of the public format. That's the only thing I'm saying. Listen, I'm not condemning you.
No, I know, but I think it's important. I think it's important to call out.
You know, don't
our elected officials when they do stuff like this.
Well, then, you know, talk about the fact that now Haley Barbour is now ahead of the Republican government.
I don't know much about Haley Barbour. Tell me about Haley Barbour.
Well, Haley Barbour, you know, is one of the governors that hired his own people to take care of Mississippi after Katrina. You know, he's one of the most right wing, I believe, neo Nazi guys in the country. You know.
Well, like I just asked the question, what's happened to the Republican Party?
Well,
I mean, I'm asking several different questions on this one. I'm not keeping it specific on whether he should just resign. I'm trying to look at all aspects of it.
Well, you know, I'm fine. I don't mind listening. I don't mind listening. You know, I always listen to you guys anyway.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, my problem is that, unfortunately, this kind of stuff takes the real issues off of the national scene. But that's okay. I don't mind listening to you, and I think you're doing a good job. And don't take things personally.
I'm not taking it personally, but I'm just explaining to you why I think it's important to talk about, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Rich. Have a good day, sir. Thank you for holding. 303-713-7600. Jim on a cell phone. Jim, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, first I think you need to make a differentiation between conservatives and Republicans. I haven't been a Republican for 25 years.
Right.
So, but you
consider yourself conservative?
Yeah, definitely conservative, and largely without a party for the most part these days. Yeah, I find it despicable. He's got to go. Just like I think both sides of the aisle. You screw up like this, you violate the public trust, you show the hypocrisy, you're gone.
I'm not going to go. You know, maybe John Edwards should step down, too.
Well, John Edwards is gone as far as, you know, his career's over.
Yeah, so. His career's over.
Yeah, in that sense, you know, I don't.
But, you know, this guy's term is up in 18 months, but people are saying get out now. And
yeah,
I think he should get out now.
I agree. I don't know how you possibly have any integrity. And then say, but it's okay for me in this situation.
Yeah.
That's the problem with both parties, you know. And it gets into things like, and I don't know why we're focusing on the sex or the relationship aspect of it when they do these kinds of things that violate the public trust across all boards. I mean, you hear some of the things that come out of Murtha's mouth and you cringe and you go, is this the best we can do on both sides?
Right.
Get rid of them all. Offhanded, and this is going to sound horrible, but I think one of the reasons you find more of the male politicians doing it, and I hate to say this, but have you seen most of the women legislators? I think there's definitely an attractive quality there, as they say. You can be an old blue-haired man, and that power is attractive, where no matter what kind of power you have as a woman, if it's not there physically, then most guys aren't going to be all that interested. So,
well, that's an interesting observation. I don't know if I agree with it, but, you know, they do seem to kind of be old blue-haired, you know, men.
Yeah, well, look, you know, the trophy-wise, you don't have too many women of an unattractive quality by society standards running around with young models. It's just another double standard, but I think that's probably the biggest reason behind all of it.
All right. Jim, hey, awesome call. Thanks for playing this morning. 303-713-7600. Jenna in Lakewood. Jenna, how are you this morning?
I'm just great, John. I kind of wanted to address Rich and his why is this important? We have health care to talk about. I'm a lesbian, and that's why it's important, because these are the guys who are protecting the world from my marriage.
Right.
Who are making sure that I can't adopt a child because I'm morally unfit. That's why this is important. It's a human rights issue.
It is a human rights issue.
These hypocritical bastards. And this isn't like some girl who was throwing himself and he couldn't resist. Good God, he traveled how many thousand miles for illicit sex? I can't.
Do you believe him when he says he cried in Argentina for 5 days?
You know what? Yeah, I do. And I tell you why. Because he is a man of power, in power. He can, if this was just a question of going out and getting some strange, it's all over. This man fell in love. I truly believe that. I truly believe.
You know, yeah, and at one point you want the guy to follow his heart, don't you?
Absolutely. However, he doesn't want me to do the same. He doesn't want to grant me the same right.
Yeah.
He wants it to be illegal for me to go to the one that I love. And that
yeah, I wonder how, you know, I'm going to try to look that. I wonder how he's voted in issues like that.
Oh, he's Mr. Family Values. He's part of that whole crowd.
The whole tied in with the ultra religious right.
He wouldn't be where he is in the Republican Party if that were not the case. You know, the world, I'm afraid, is leaving them behind.
Yeah, so I'm asking another question. So, Rich, if you're listening, I want to know what happened to the Republican Party. Where do they? I mean, it seems to be like there's a lot of folks like this sitting in the GOP.
I'm from
hypocrites, and not just people that are involved in sex scandal, but hypocrites.
You know, it's that old saying, God don't like ugly.
Yeah, and with the whole health care issue, you know, it's they're under this program, but they don't want, you know, us to have a single payer. Tell them to give up their health care.
My partner of 10 years and I, we can't share health care. She's a federal employee. And even though now there are more benefits for federal employees, not that health care. That's still can't do it. If I was to lose my job, I couldn't put my son on her health care because of people like Sanford and Ensign.
Yep. It's unfair and it's hypocritical.
Yeah.
And I think they need to be nixed right away.
I'm
not trying to run the Oprah Winfrey show here. I was excited to talk about this one. I mean, I really was because I'm passionate about this issue.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I could care who sleeps with who, really, until they try to make, and until they make me less. And that's what these people do. They try to make me less. And they want my son to be less because he is my son. And that is where the trouble starts. I pay my taxes. I vote. I don't break the law. I'm as good an American as anybody else. My father was in the Navy. My grandfather served. You know, I'm a human being. I'm an American, and I should have every right that
everybody else does.
And it's the Sanfords and the Ensigns that try to take that from me, and then they lie and cheat.
Jenna, I'm so glad you called me this morning.
And obviously he's a thief, too. He's a liar, he's a cheat, and he's a thief.
Yeah, and it looks like he might have been taking some of these trips on taxpayer money.
Yeah.
At least one of them. So, I mean, to me, there's so many different ways you can attack this story.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm doing it. Should he resign?
Absolutely.
What happened to the GOP? The grand old party?
Yeah. I think he owes it to the citizens of South Carolina to just go away.
Yeah.
Cause them no more pain.
I think they want him to go away, even the Republicans in the state. And I've read some stuff in the state newspaper and just stuff he's done, like turning down stimulus money.
Exactly. You know.
Come on. Seriously?
Maybe there's a medical condition.
Maybe there's something wrong with the guy. That, you know, maybe there's a mental, there's some mental health issues going on with this guy.
Then he shouldn't be the governor of the great state
exactly.
of North Carolina. Then he should.
You know, and I think this person from, was it this analysis I read earlier, Why Do Politicians Cheat, from Liz Sidoti.
Oh, yeah.
I think she nailed it. It seems to be like they're mostly men, and if they can lie to their loved ones, who's to say they won't lie to everyone else?
Because they can. It's that old free white and 21. Because
yep.
I can.
Jenny, you're awesome. I hope you call me again sometime.
I shall.
All right. Have a great Thursday. All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Bill, Mark, hang on. I'm coming to you. Blaze, you're next. Blaze, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, John?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm excellent, man. As always, another day in paradise.
Yeah, it's
first
beautiful
all,
out there.
I want to thank you, and I want to thank you all for pointing out my own hypocrisy with smoking and being in good health. And I want to keep this on a little lighter note because, man, people are intense today. Hey, you did nothing wrong by putting this on your show. It's everywhere. I can't get away from this. I get no other news. Radio is my only source, man. I got no other news. I turned on Bill Press this morning. Same thing.
Yeah, Press was talking about it.
You know
I got to listen to Press in the 4 o'clock hour, too, because I'm up so early.
God, why do they cheat? Because they can. She just said it, you know. Nobody's holding them accountable for anything. I personally don't believe you have compartments in your life. You know, your life is your life. If you cheat in one place, you cheat in another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're dishonest somewhere, you're dishonest everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are what you are. You know, I can't condemn anyone. I don't condemn this guy.
I don't condemn him either. Like, you know, I think he's, like I said to Jenna, I think he's following his heart. I think he fell in love. And you know what? That happens with couples. You know, 50% of relationships or marriages end up in divorce.
Oh, yeah, and that's sad, too. Should he step down? Well, I don't know. It seems like they ran the state pretty good while he wasn't there, so it doesn't matter whether he does or not.
I know. It didn't seem like there was, you know, they missed a beat for the last 5 days, did they?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't answer that. You'd have to go to somebody down.
Well, you have one of the state legislators there in South Carolina is asking for him to resign. But it looks like this person, I don't know much about this Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour. But I'd be interested to find out what he's about. He's taking over leadership of the Republican Governors Association, which Stanford did step down from. But he won't step down from, you know, Governor of South Carolina.
Yeah. You know, this has been true through history. You know, Eisenhower, Kennedy, they've all done it.
Look what happened to Spitzer in New York. He was replaced.
So So I don't look at it as Republicans and Democrats. I guess we could draw up a scorecard and see who's winning on affairs, marital affairs, you know.
Yeah, and that doesn't seem like a fair thing to do, but it seems to be really evident in the Republican Party over the last couple of years.
Hey, I'm going to let you go. I just want to I wanted to thank you for pointing out my own hypocrisy. I need guys like you to do that for me because I'm not good enough to do it on my own.
Well, I think I know. You know, I talked about smokers and you're like, oh, I'm a smoker. I didn't do it. You got yourself, bud.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm honest. I'm
but
honest.
That, you know, I'm a smoker too, so, you know.
I'm honest and I'm outspoken and it gets me in trouble just like you. But anyway, on a lighter note, I want you to know that I am 95% cured, man.
All right, man.
All right, brother.
Only smoke 95% of that pack today, okay?
All right, man.
All right, bro. 303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Bill and Mark, hang on. I want to talk to you, everybody that's hanging. I will get your phone call. We'll step aside, take another look at traffic with Todd Parker.
Some of those eastbound routes really starting to load up like 36, starting right around Broadway, taking you up to I-25. Same deal for eastbounders on I-70, that Washington towards York as you're making your way past the Coliseum. One lane of westbound I-70 still blocked up due to that earlier vehicle fire on the westbound side of I-70, just west of Silver Plume. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Vegas break? Find hundreds of reasons to spend your weekend in Vegas at VisitLasVegas.com. Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at VisitLasVegas.com. That's VisitLasVegas.com.
Find the best bargains on AM 760.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hi, it's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetle Kill Wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetle Kill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or lowershardwoods.com.
Stir it up. We're trying to do here on AM 760. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin all week long. Taking your calls at 303-713-7600. Bill and Aurora, you're on the show with John Turk. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was kind of riled up because I've told myself I wasn't, like I was telling the screener, I was not going to call. You know, I just love listening to you guys. And, but he kind of got to me when he said, you know, we should go on to, we've been talking about the stimulus package, all the, healthcare, all.
And Iran, I've talked about that. I've talked about the budget.
And he really got me stirred up because it was like, he wanted just to throw it underneath the carpet and everything. And what got to me is that we need to talk about this. I mean, he's a big hypocrite. He was one of the ones that really wanted to put our former president Clinton underneath.
Yeah, he was one of the most vocal critics of Clinton and his affair.
Out of all of them. And
him and John Ensign were two of the most vocal.
And, you know, yes, we do need to talk because we put these people in these kind of, in these offices to do what we need to be done, for our states or any kind of elected, offices. Yes, we need to talk about this. I mean, he's a hypocrite. I'm sorry to say. I mean, he's.
I don't want hypocrites in office, man. I really, really don't.
I really, really don't. He just pissed me off on that, and it wasn't nothing. But when Bill Clinton did it, I mean, it was like, oh.
They still talk about it.
Yeah, they still talk about it. They still talk about it. But yeah, I calmed down a little bit. I'm just listening to your show.
But now you hear this that they use the some people use, like, that I've heard on talk radio, particularly this morning, listening to the Patriot Channel coming in, and Bill Bennett and some of his listeners. Oh, Clinton made it okay for you to cheat if you're a politician.
Yeah, that was my
is that the logic? I mean, is that the logic out there?
Yeah. He said, well, since Bill Clinton did it, I guess it's okay for me to do it then. You know, why not? You know, I met this girl over on online and everything, and, you know, and I guess it was okay for me to do it.
I mean, didn't John F. Kennedy was in an extramarital affair as well as Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
That's right.
Both of them as well had extramarital affairs.
And I'm not.
But Clinton made it okay for everybody to do it.
That's right. But I'm not putting only Republicans that they're the ones that are getting caught right now. But I'm pretty sure there are some, probably some Democrats that are doing it right now.
Too. John Edwards. Doing it right now.
Doing it right now. So I just don't put any, because it seems like it's just they can get away with it for some reason or other, you know. But that's all I wanted to say, and have a good day. Though,
you got it, Bill. Thanks a lot, man, for the phone call. 303-713-7600. I'm going to do another hour on this if I have to talk to myself all 7 o'clock as well. I don't mind doing that. 303-713-7600. I think it's an important issue. Like Jenna brought up, you know, she's a lesbian, said it means a lot to her and her cause. These are the people that basically say that she can't marry her partner. Meanwhile, he's out screwing around on his wife. 303-713-7600. Is this a distraction story? Rob in Denver, how do you feel about this one?
Hello?
Hey, bud.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm as frustrated with the hypocrisy of some of the right-wingers as anyone, but I don't think it's fair. You just mentioned Clinton and Kennedy and FDR. I don't think it's fair to say that Sanford screwing up is indication that the GOP is falling apart. I mean, they might be falling apart for other reasons, but I don't think that connection is fair.
I made the connection with health care and the hypocrisy across the board.
Yeah.
You know, that's the parallel I'm making.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I just thought in this particular case.
No, I mean, it's one man. But again, in the last month, you got Senator John Ensign, a Republican from Nevada, and now this governor, a Republican from South Carolina.
Yeah.
So in the news in the last month, it's been these two. But right. And I'm just trying to ask the question, if you're conservative, do you think the party's gotten away from you? What do you do with folks like this in it?
That's a valid question.
And, you know, I think my father is a conservative, hardcore. When I told him I was filling in for J. Marvin these 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Don't go too far left, son. And he's like, I mean, my dad's great. I love him. And he's, you know, he thinks his party's gotten away with him. My dad's major problem with the party right now is the fact that he seems to think that it's been taken over by folks on the religious right, ultra-religious right.
Yeah.
Like James Dobson and Pat Robertson and folks like that.
Well, I agree with you. I'd love to hear what those folks have to say about what's happening to their party. But
it's like guys like say, you know, they're not for the single-payer tax or single-payer health care system, but what are they on?
Yeah.
You know, if they were asked to give away their health care, I bet they would say no.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you on everything. I think you guys do a great job. I just want to.
And I'm not saying it's all the GOP. It's done on both sides, but I think it's, if you look at what's going on the last month, it seems to be kind of concentrated in the GOP.
Yeah. Okay.
Rob, have a wonderful day, man.
Yeah, you too.
Sir. All right, thanks. 303-713-7600. Keith on a cell phone. Hang on. I got to hit CBS News. I'll talk to you next. And I do want to talk about this whole Mark Sanford situation for another hour. I do have some other stories, more info on health care. Probably do that at 8 o'clock. Obama not closing door on possible health care tax. Also talk about union members angry at Ritter raise a ruckus outside of D.C. benefit. More of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. 303-713-7600. CBS News is next. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Fresh reports on the economy have just come out. One shows that business activity dropped a bit less than previously reported during the first 3 months of the year. The second shows an increase of 15,000 in the number of new unemployment claims filed last week. Economist Brian Westbury.
The bottom is appearing to be put in place. And what we hope for is in the next couple of months that these numbers begin to improve pretty sharply.
I'm Steve Kaith, and finding a job is tough, so is settling into a brand new one.
The longer a person is out, I think the harder it is to transition back in.
Back into a routine and dealing with new expectations, says Reston, Virginia career coach Barbara LaRocque.
Be very clear about the job expectations. What's expected of you?
She says it can be a time of emotional highs and lows, euphoria over earning money again, but worry about pleasing the boss. Frank?
The stock market collapse hammered charitable foundations last year, but while the value of their investments dropped sharply, many foundations found a way to hand out more money.
It's 45% in our study, but that's a good, healthy number. And they reported that they actually increased their dollar spending by an average of over 20%.
William Jarvis is an investment advisor to charitable foundations. Critics want South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford to resign for having an affair and lying about it. Friends, like former political aide Tom Davis, are rallying to support him.
We all move forward. We all sin. We fail. You repent. Hopefully there's reconciliation.
Gina Smith, the newspaper woman who confronted Sanford at the Atlanta airport when he returned from seeing his mistress in Argentina, spoke to the CBS News Early Show.
He did seem sort of dejected, sad, frustrated. Definitely he seemed like someone who was caught off guard.
Overseas, the government is stepping up its crackdown on Iranian protesters. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker on the foreign desk. What's the latest, Vicky?
This YouTube posting allegedly shows riot police breaking up a small protest yesterday. Fear seems to be driving most Iranians off the streets today. Yet even as the public crackdown gathers pace, privately such establishment mainstays as the Republican Guard are reportedly split. Analyst Ali Ansari.
Many of their senior leadership do not believe that it's the job of the Revolutionary Guard to shoot upon the people.
Opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi calling on the people to continue those protests, Frank.
On the Health Watch, researchers believe damaged muscles can be repaired without using embryonic stem cells. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
A surprising study finds adult stem cells don't require the same muscle development genes found in embryos to make repairs. So adult stem cells over embryonic ones for muscular dystrophy and similar disorders?
The stem cell can do the job just fine,
says Carnegie Institution researcher Christoph Lepper in Nature.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 6 points. This is CBS News.
Office Depot supports small businesses, so they're giving away over $1 million in total prizes to 500 small businesses in the Office Depot Adopt a Small Business Contest. To enter a small business, simply submit a 2-minute video explaining the smart things your small business does to survive these tough times and how Office Depot is helping. For more information, visit www.thesurvivalofthesmartest.com. No purchase necessary. Contest 10-7-3109. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. of legal age on behalf of a small business. Void where prohibited. See website for official rules.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. JBS Swift Beef Company in Greeley's recalling some 42,000 pounds of beef, possible E. coli contamination. The boxes of beef bottom sirloin have been shipped to stores in Colorado and a dozen other states. Colorado's among the states beginning to see projects begun with economic stimulus money. Colorado Economic Recovery Director Mark Cavanaugh.
What we need to do is get the word out about these programs, make sure that people are taking advantage of them.
Cavanaugh says hundreds of construction jobs have already been created from stimulus money. For info, colorado.gov/recovery. And cathode ray tube and circuit board recycling? Colorado lawmakers are planning to convene a task force to find ways to recycle electronics. Democrat Randy Fisher of Fort Collins says TVs, stereos, and computers could be the foundation for an e-waste recycling industry. Sports? The Angels beat the Rocks last night, 11-3. Colorado's off tonight before traveling to Oakland tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got our first highway crash of the morning. It's an accident eastbound 6th Avenue, right around Federal. Going to hang you up as you're trying to make your way out of Lakewood. Southbounders on 225, really slow after that Parker curve up towards I-25. We've got a surface street accident involving a motorcycle, 120th at I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the upper 80s. We'll be cloudy at times with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Currently already 67 degrees. I'm Todd Parker. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Canyon Casino is gearing up for a new deal. Play blackjack now in their new pit and then craps and roulette starting July 2nd at 12:01 a.m. But don't wait till then to be a winner. Win a 2009 Ford Mustang June 25th. Earn entries daily playing blackjack, slots, and video poker. Visit canyoncasino.com for details.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton Bay and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's John Turk here, filling in for Jay Marvin for you this week. Last hour we talked about the Sanford situation. I want to do that again this hour. I was told it might be a distraction story. I don't know if I feel it's a distraction story. I mean, everybody's talking about it. Does that mean I need to talk about it? No. But when I came in this morning at 4:30, looking around, looking for stuff to talk about, healthcare is definitely something we'll hit on later on this morning. But, you know, I did the last 2 days on healthcare. We've talked about Iran a lot as well. And in my opinion, I think maybe the Iran story is maybe more of a distraction story than the Sanford thing. I think this means more to me, and probably affects more Americans than what's going on in Iran right now. 303-713-7600. And I'll just kind of update you on what's going on with Sanford. Governor Mark Sanford's admission that he has had an affair with a woman from Argentina whom he met through the exchange of emails promises to spark yet another round of reflection and debate over how significant a politician's personal life is when judging their professional conduct. The South Carolina Republican who apologized to his wife, family, staff, and friends said that he was willing to face the consequences of his actions. One of those consequences was immediate, facing the judgment of the press, he said. Another was his resignation from the chairmanship of the Republican Governors Association. Whether the consequences extend to his resignation from the governor's chair remains to be seen. He was one of the harshest critics during the whole Clinton-Lewinsky affair, and he went after the president pretty hard. This is very damaging stuff, Sanford declared at one point when details of Clinton's conduct became known. I think it would be much better for the country and for him personally to resign. I come from the business side, he said. If you had a chairman or president in the business world facing these allegations, he'd be gone. Explaining his decision to back impeachment articles against Clinton, he added, I think what he did in this matter was reprehensible. I feel very comfortable with my vote. Talking about the hypocrisy by some elected officials. We had a caller last hour, Jenna, a lesbian, who says this affects her. You know, these are the guys that are making legislation so she can't marry her partner or get benefits. And I think it does affect us as Americans when our elected officials come out, admit to affairs. You know, he's gone for 5 days over Father's Day weekend, a father of four sons. What does this say about the guy? I think his situation is a little different than John Ensign's of Nevada. You know, I think that Mark Sanford fell in love with this woman. His wife knew about it, has known about it for 5 months or so. Kicked him out a few weeks ago in hope of reconciliation. What do you make of this situation? 303-713-7600. Keith on a cell. Thanks for holding through news, Keith.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, my opinion is that there's probably a lot more of this that goes on than anyone has any idea, and especially from the group that's loudest about the sanctity of marriage. It's pretty laughable, actually.
It is.
And
they always talk about the sanctity of marriage. It's like, you know, Marilyn Musgrave said at one point, the number one problem facing America today is gay marriage.
Right. I mean, gay marriage isn't going to undermine marriage, but divorce surely can.
And infidelity sure will.
Infidelity for sure will. And it's kind of like these people's word means nothing to them. They spew words out, but they mean nothing to them. But and I also wanted to bring up. I don't know if you heard Ann Coulter's statement about the murder of Dr. Tiller, but it was kind of laughable. She says she doesn't want to impose her views on other people, and I just have to laugh when Ann Coulter says she doesn't want to impose her views on other people.
Right.
That to me is funny.
That's all she does.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's her job in all fairness, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's out there to sell books and make TV appearances.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's all I got.
Keith, awesome call, man. Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. And this brief analysis comes from, her name is Liz Sidoti from the AP. If they can lie to their loved ones, who's to say they won't lie to everyone else? If they can't stay faithful to their marriage vows, who's to say they'll stay faithful to their oaths of office? And if they have secrets in their private lives, who's to say they don't have secrets in their public lives? Those are questions we should be asking. And I asked last hour, if you're conservative, do you think your party's gotten away from you? And I'm not just using this as an example, but you can use health care as well, where they seem hypocritical, where they are on the single-payer program, but they don't think Americans should have the same benefit. 303-713-7600. Jim in Loveland, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning, Jim. I lost Jim. Jim, if you're out there, call me back. 303-713-7600. Tony in Aurora. Hey, Tony.
Hey, this is what I want you to think about. This guy has been in office since 1994.
Uh-huh.
Look at his kids. The oldest kid is probably less than 12 years old. This guy has been in office for 15 years. The question I have is, what public insurance covered all his kids when they were born? How much benefit did they get? Remember, this guy is the one talking about the stimulus package is a pork.
Yeah, I think he wants a stimulus package now.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, throughout his life, all his kids were under public health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I sure do.
Somebody needs to investigate this. Somebody needs to write about this. I mean, I don't want to hold his kids.
The stories are just coming out today, Tony. It's, I mean, we're finding stuff about some of his trips were paid for taxpayer money. We're finding emails that were going on between the two. So I think it's just a matter of time to figure out, you know, and in John Ensign's case, he had his mistress was somebody that worked for him, was, you know, a staffer there. And her husband was also employed there and their son. I mean, it's like cronyism. What kind of, you know, the whole hypocrisy with the health care issue as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. They talk about we don't need the government to take over the health insurance, but him and his wife have been getting all this for 15 years. All their kids are covered free, while the rest of America is on their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know. How old is his oldest kid?
Yeah, I wonder how he feels on the whole health. I'd like his stance on the health care issue as well.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tony. Have a great day.
Okay.
303-713-7600. It's the phone number here. And, Erica, if I can cue you up, can we play part two of that that press conference yesterday from Mark Sanford? And if we got it ready, we'll go ahead and roll it.
So the bottom line is this. I've been unfaithful to my wife. I developed a relationship with a, which started as a dear, dear friend from Argentina. He began very innocently, as I suspect many of these things do, in just a casual email back and forth, in advice on one's life there and advice here. But here recently, over this last year, it developed into something much more than that. And as a consequence, I hurt her. I hurt you all. I hurt my wife. I hurt my boys. I hurt friends like Tom Davis. I hurt a lot of different folks. And all I can say is that I apologize.
Is that enough for you? An apology? Or do you want him to resign? 303-713-7600. And if you're conservative out there, what do you make of this? When you see guys like Ensign and Mark Sanford in the last month get nailed in extramarital affairs, when they seem to be some of the most vocal critics of Bill Clinton during the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. And it seems like people still use the excuse that, hey, Bill Clinton can do it, and he showed that every, you know, politicians can mess around and get away with it. Is that the case, really, today? You know, 10, 11 years later? 303-713-7600. Let's go back to Jim in Loveland. Jim, sorry about that. I don't know if I pressed the wrong button or what, but you're back.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Not too bad. Hey, first off, I think you're spot on having this discussion in the way that you are. And second, I think Jenna's call was pretty impactful and spot on. What's disturbing, and especially when I hear the, well, Bill Clinton did it, school of thought, you alluded to it a few minutes ago. The issue is Bill Clinton never used government money or his campaign funds to finance an extramarital affair. I think the more disturbing thing is Ensign obviously misused campaign.
Yeah, cronyism there in his office, and she was a staffer, and her husband was a staffer too, and their son.
And when you look at Sanford using state law enforcement vehicles, and obviously some discretionary state funds for travel. I'm waiting for the other shoe to fall. What is the South Carolina House going to do as far as impeachment for malfeasance of funds and violating the public trust?
Yeah, I think those are going to be the stories that are going to be popping out over the next couple of days.
Because that's the difference. I mean, there's a history on both sides of the aisle of extramarital affairs that seems to go at times with the territory. Men get in power, and it's intoxicating. But the disturbing trend now is to use monies that either come from public sources or political sources to finance it. And kind of where I sit, that seems to me to be criminal.
Yeah. That's the most blatant violation anyway.
Well, when you look at the four articles of impeachment for Clinton, none of them alleged any malfeasance of public or private funds. So I think that an article of impeachment for Sanford would be much stronger.
I agree. I think even his own party wants him out at this point.
Well, see, and to your other question about what's happened to the Republican Party, I'm originally from back east, and remember back 30 years ago or 40 years ago, it was a somewhat moderate party in the Northeast. It was the party of George Herbert Walker Bush, Nelson Rockefeller, and they could do business with the Democrats, and the Democrats could do business with them. The party has been hijacked, and I suspect that on the present course, it's going to go the way of the Whigs back in the 1850s. The religious right has rendered it to a great extent irrelevant.
Well, it's a large base of voters that they went after, and they ultimately got pretty much most of the religious right, did they not? When did that happen? I'm a fairly young guy. When did that happen? In the 80s? During the Reagan years?
I think that the stage was set in 64 with Goldwater. I mean, true conservatives asserted themselves. And I think somewhere, I mean, in the beginnings of the Reagan campaign, I think you saw it in 72, 73, when Reagan made his first run for the 76 nomination against Gerald Ford. I think the religious right became politically activist, and they made a conscious effort to take over the party. I have no major issue with social conservatives and fiscal conservatives. I respect their view. I may not necessarily agree with it. The issue is when the religious aspect, the imposition of a set of morals as a keystone of a party platform is pushed, as we saw for 8 years.
Yeah, running on abortion and gay marriage.
And as I said, it makes someone's comments like Jenna's very, very sick.
Yeah, it does. I don't think it's a distraction story. I think this means more to the average American than what's going on in Iran.
How can we make?
But
comment?
Maybe that's something we could address as well. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
No, how can we pass comment on a religious theocracy when we in fact have one here? In many ways.
Good point.
From the standpoint of a Republican morals.
Right, Jim. Great call, man. Thanks for calling back. Okay.
Take care, John.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Want to talk to all of you. We got Eric, Scott, Gary, everybody hang on. I'm taking your phone calls next. Got a short timeout. Todd Parker, we're in the middle of morning rush hour. What's going on out there?
We're looking at some big-time delays due to a crash eastbound.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149, or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support, as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value, free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Which is brutal in the wintertime, but summertime, it's like, noon comes and you're almost done working. Gotta love that. 303-713-7600, we're talking about Governor Mark Sanford from South Carolina. Had a press conference yesterday, admitted to an affair. Again, just like Senator John Ensign from Nevada, he was very vocal about President Bill Clinton saying he should step down and actually voted for impeachment. 303-713-7600. We're talking about if you're a Republican or a conservative, do you feel like your party's been hijacked by some people? You think there's hypocrisy there? We're also taking calls on whether you think Mark Sanford should resign. 303-713-7600. Scott and Aurora. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Turk. It's great to hear you on the radio.
Hey, thanks, man.
I just want to say real briefly, off topic, I really appreciate, one, how you treat callers and you announce names coming up. That is very considerate, and I don't hear many radio hosts doing that.
Well, here's what I see happen. You see people drop off during commercial break. They think it's going to be, you know, oh, I'm 15 minutes away.
Right.
You know, and I try to, you know, I haven't guessed it up. I tried to get a couple guests on this situation this morning, but I've struck out so far. But, you know, I've gone heavily just phone calls.
Oh, sure.
Because,
well,
you know, we had a lot of guests when Sirota was on, and so I just figured maybe it's time to just take a bunch of phone calls. I'm not, it's not laziness on my part. I could get a lot of guests on. It's just, you know, well, I like talking to y'all.
People like yourself. But on topic, yeah, he should not only resign. He should have come to that microphone, Sanford we're talking about. He should have come to that microphone with the money that he stole from the public for those trips down to Argentina. And if he had been a real man and he knew he was attracted to this other woman and he knew he really wanted to go for it, then he should have done the honorable thing. He should have gotten the separation first, and he should have done it free and clear. And then this wouldn't be such an issue for him, and his career wouldn't be over.
Yeah, there's ways you can do things. And it seems like every step he took was the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, telling his staff that he was hiking around in the Appalachians, you know, lied to his staff, or his staff lied to the media.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two. Either one, it's deplorable.
Right.
And then, you said, you know, he does this thing backhanded. Instead, you know, like, we have this, it's not like I ever plan on having an affair on Stacy, but it's like, you know, if we have an understanding. If we're going to, I want to know first, you know, come to me and, you know, if you're not into me and you want to be with somebody else, come to me and say, let's separate before you start the affair.
Sure, and then start paying up for the kids. The other second thing I wanted to say, I really want to encourage a lot of people to, on the, you know, the anti-gay legislators, who are gay themselves. I really need to bring this up. Kirby Dick did a recent movie called Outrage, and I went and saw it.
Okay.
And it's public knowledge, so I'd like to mention one of the people he outed in the film, now that the film's out, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Florida. Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, is well known that he has had gay lover for years, but all of a sudden when he thought someone was going to find out, he moved him out of town, he threatened him. And further, he passes anti-gay legislation. That should be a crime.
That should be a crime. 100%. If those allegations are true, yes.
Yeah, he should be in jail. And he should have to pay money to all the women he's lied to that he married after he did that. He knows he's lying.
It's like Ted Haggard. How many people do you think he preached to against gay marriage down there at that church in Colorado Springs?
Right. Mm-hmm. And
you know,
both gays and right-wingers should be furious at them. We should all be furious at them. They ripped all of us off.
They really have. I think Jenna made an awesome call last hour. I don't know if you got to hear her.
No, I didn't. But
she was a lesbian that says, yeah, this affects her, you know. And
well,
it does.
You know, every area of my life, you know, I have to worry about people like that who are going to attack me. Every single right I have or every single right I want, they are out to get me. And it's not just me being paranoid. They prove it every single day in the legislature and the media. Why do we have to put up with that?
Yeah, they want to get in your bedroom, Scott, but they don't want to want you to take a look inside theirs.
Right. How would they like it if they were attacked on the street or everything in their lives were made illegal and they couldn't earn a living and they couldn't love who they wanted? How would they like it?
Yeah. It's a crime, like you said, Scott.
Right. Thanks so much for
Hey, man,
your time.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
I'm holding on. 303-713-7600, Gary and Anthony, hold on. I'm coming to you guys. Eric, you're first. Hey, Eric. You with me, Eric and Golden?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
How
sir. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for taking my call.
No, thanks for calling in, brother.
I've got to say, Highlands Ranch, I love the facilities down there, too.
Yeah, aren't they great?
They are fantastic. I swim down there a couple times a week. It's great. I'm a registered Republican, and I know you've been trying to seek out some input from Republicans. Republican, how do you feel party in general? How do you feel about the Sanford issue? And is it a distraction? And I think my observation on the Sanford issue is if you look at what's consistent between impropriety and infidelity, there's no way that you can sit there, anybody can sit there and say it's a Republican issue or it's a Democratic issue. It's a human issue. And really the flawed nature of humans, that it happens. And to use that as a stand or a position to say, that's the issue with the Republican Party, or the other way around with Bill Clinton, the state's an issue with the Democratic Party. I think that it's just kind of an intellectually dishonest conversation.
Well, I don't, okay.
It doesn't have to do with the party. It has to do with people, and you're going to see it all over the place.
But I don't see the Dems voting against gay marriage. I mean, name me a Democrat that was caught in a sex scandal or an extramarital affair that voted against gay marriage.
I'm talking specifically about Sanford and infidelity. And infidelity is obviously from a principle base, I think, on both sides of the aisle, anybody would say is wrong, period. And I certainly do, and I think he should resign. I don't think he should be in office. I think that anybody who is found doing that.
Yeah, I'm not. Maybe John Edwards should give up his reign, too, you know, before his term runs out.
Absolutely. The principle is the principle, and I think anybody here knows it's wrong. But to raise that up as an issue on one side or the other, to think that Bill Clinton, for example, because maybe he didn't espouse some hardcore religious view, that doesn't make it okay because he doesn't sit there and say improper wrong, although I do think he knows it's wrong, but he still made the mistake, and he was a Democrat. And then Sanford made the mistake. He's a Republican. And on both sides of the aisle, it's wrong. The principle is the principle. I think he should resign, and there's no doubt about it. And I think it's also, you look at the politicians in general, and this goes to the comment on where do I feel the Republican Party is. I'm a registered Republican. A while back, I used to listen to, you know, far-right radio. Now I listen to far-right, far-left, centrist radio. I listen to it all. Mm-hmm. Like I'm listening to your show, and that's new for me. What I feel like is that I am a centrist. I don't feel like there's anybody that represents me. I think that the far left wouldn't like me. I think the far right doesn't like me. And maybe like's not the right term, but I don't have principles that firmly stand. I'm definitely a left of center on social issues. I'm right of center on fiscal issues. And then that would apply to the one topic that you've raised again, which is health care. I think that the principle of people having health care is a good principle. I agree with it. However, when I think about how it's going to be enacted, I have to look back on example and say, how successful is the federal government able to execute corporate and bureaucratic institutionalized things, whatever they may be, you know, unprofitable Amtrak, GM. I just, when I see how much infiltration there is and the law of unintended consequences, I'd say I do like the principle, but I don't think they're going to execute it well. I don't have faith that the federal government will execute it well. And I haven't seen a plan or something that would give me faith that it would happen. And I don't want to execute something that's going to drive us into a fiscal hole even more than we are. And I'm scared to death about the fiscal issues we are in now and the ones we're going to be into, because I don't think all the federal getting involved in every single aspect of it. There's so much regulation. I'm fine with some regulation. There's some. If you looked at how many acronyms were out there monitoring the financial institutions over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, to think there's not enough regulation, it's prudent oversight that's missing. Prudent oversight with existing regulation, or probably even some less regulation but more prudent regulation, would be appropriate, would be efficient. But instead, we're just going to add other bureaucracy on top of existing bureaucracy, and it's just Band-Aids over Band-Aids over Band-Aids, and the efficiency is just going down the tubes. And I don't believe the government has shown that they can effectively and efficiently execute all of these things that they're going to do. And, you know, our children, our grandchildren, to say that they're going to pay for this is the biggest understatement ever.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it's going to go.
I don't either. It's like I said yesterday. It's like we're playing a game of Monopoly, and I don't even understand how the game's supposed to be played.
Right.
And exactly. We're throwing around money to things I don't, you know, it's like last week, Barack Obama's administration set up another oversight thing for these, you know, money institutions.
Exactly. And we used to be scared of the word millions, and then we got used to that. Then we were
now
scared of the
word
billions.
Now it's trillions.
Now it's trillions.
Yeah.
We don't even know what that means.
I it's too hard for me to comprehend.
Yep, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's for me to break down stimulus, it'd like really take, I need to take a course, man.
Exactly. So I just see money going down the tube.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Eric, I agree with you, man. I think I kind of land as a centrist as well. I don't think the far, far left exemplifies everything I stand for, and neither does the far right. I think I'm not saying I land in the middle. I feel I definitely lean a little bit left. I'm definitely a leftist in social issues, you know, but monetarily in money issues, I might be a little more centrist or moderate.
I just don't feel represented. I go around the radio dial, and I've never listened to progressive radio before, and I do listen to it now back and forth. And I got to admit, when a lot of the topics I hear, I'm like, I definitely don't agree with that. But the same when I listen to the far right, and I wish I could have a centrist talk radio show. You know, let's hear somebody represent somebody.
Well, I'm trying to bring everybody in here. I mean, I'd like to have half, you know, people that are on the right, half people on the left filling up my lines. You know?
Well, I appreciate the offer and the opportunity to talk. I really do.
Hey, Eric, thanks a million, man.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day. 303-713-7600. Got Gary, Anthony, and Teresa hanging on. You guys are next. We'll come back to more of your phone calls at 303-713-7600. I was told earlier that this might be a distraction story, this whole Mark Sanford situation. I don't think so. I think it's important to talk about. So we're taking your phone calls, talking about hypocrisy by politicians. What I think is mostly on the right these days, in the last month, you have Mark Sanford and John Ensign. So that's how I'm tying it into the right. More of your calls next, 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, 7:34 in the morning. What's going on in traffic?
Watch out for some heavy pockets on 270 as you're making your way across Commerce City. That's on both sides of the highway. Southbound I-25, pretty crowded after 120th towards 84th. Speeds will pick up for just a little bit, then you'll tap your brakes again downtown. Crash in the cleanup stages, eastbound 6 near Federal. Surface street accidents, 120th and I-25, as well as 56th in Pena. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a high of about 88, 89 degrees. Currently already 74. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't so special? Try the new Grand Happy Hour at Grand Lux Cafe, weekdays from 4 to 6 at Park Meadows Mall. They have daily specials on appetizers, beer, wine, and today's featured cocktail, the mojito, is only $5.
Show your pride with AM 760.
La, 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the? Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Hotel is not included in that.
Yes, it is, lady.
My band, Sned Leplin, stays in chain hotels just off the freeway. Those included.
With Hotels.com, you bet, Mr. Brojangles.
What about a bed and breakfast?
Faux shizzle.
Hotels on the moon?
No.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton Bay and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
7:37, John Turk in for Jay Marvin. It's the Jay Marvin Show here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz coming up at 10 o'clock. Got some lines ready to talk about this whole Mark Sanford situation. One of my favorite state legislators called in, Senator Linda Newell, Senate District 26, isn't it, Linda?
Yes, it is.
How are you today? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty darn well. I do love hearing you. I also miss Jay. Please let him know how much I love him and support him the next time you see him.
You got it. I sure will.
Well, I just wanted to call in and chime in on this, being a legislator and being in the public eye. I absolutely believe that this guy just needs to resign.
Yeah, what would you be doing if you were in South Carolina, if you were a state senator in South Carolina? Would you be calling for his resignation?
I would talk to him personally. I may not do it publicly, being in that they depend on the situation. But I think that, to your point, it does happen on both sides of the aisle. But here's the thing, that the reason why I think he should resign is not because he had an extramarital affair. That's his personal business. Not because he's hypocritical, because obviously he is. And that really speaks loudly for his party and speaks loudly for his candidacy as a governor. But I think also it's mostly the job abandonment issue. He lied to his staff. He was not there for the state.
And he left for 5 days.
Exactly. I mean, you couldn't get away with that anywhere else on a job. You would be fired immediately. So I just think that he wasn't available to his people for 5 days, and his staff didn't even know he was out of the country. I do have one question for you. That one guy who called in and said, well, just look at the women, not just later.
You know, hey, it's funny you bring this up, because I was going to bring it up with you as well.
Well,
I totally disagree, you know, and I was thinking of, I'm like, you know what, I can think of a couple good-looking legislators that are female in our own state. And I was thinking, Linda Newell is one good-looking state senator.
Oh, you are so lovely.
I think you are beautiful.
Oh, you
and
are
I think so Diana DeGette is beautiful as well.
Yeah. Well, I guess my question was, was he saying we're chopped liver or?
No, not at all. I thought of you immediately. It's so weird that you called, because I was telling Erica, my producer, I was like, oh, sweet Senator Newell. And I was like, did you hear me last hour when I was talking about, or the guy brought up the females that aren't attractive? I was like, well, this Linda Newell, let's go to her website and check her out.
Well, my gosh, Kay, you're doing a great job, because I'm single, so I'm always available.
I know you're single. Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you're great. Have we gotten anywhere in naming? Did they close down that rest stop area down near Larkspur that Jay wanted to name after himself? Are we going anywhere with that? We need a Jay Marvin rest stop area.
I know. I'm still working on it, but I didn't want to mention it on the air because I'm trying to do a surprise. So.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. All right.
But I do have one thing I wanted to add.
Okay.
Which is, the other day you were looking for ideas to cut the budget and save on the budget.
Uh-huh.
And please tell anybody to send those ideas in to us directly as legislators. I'm all about listening to ideas for the budget, and especially going into next year. But the one thing I wanted to mention was, somebody called in about, well, let's just cut the legislators' salaries. I got to tell you, I don't know if everybody knows this, but we only make $30,000.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And really, when you look at, I was calculating it, and the number of hours that I spend, I can't speak for everybody else, but I probably make about $3.50, $4 an hour. By the time I
know you work long hours, long days. I mean, people, I don't think, you know, getting state legislator for to make money, you know.
No.
It's like this friend of mine was running for city council. You know what they pay city councilmen? It's like $15,000-$18,000 a year.
Oh, well, in
Durango anyway. I don't know what they do in Denver.
In Denver, it's something like 70 or 80.
Is that right for city council? Wow. Well, maybe he needs to move to. And he's a good Democrat. Maybe he needs to move to Denver to run for city council.
Yeah,
how do people contact you if they want to send you their comments on how we can, you know, fix our state budget?
Yeah, email is probably the best.
Okay.
Linda.Newell, that's N-E-W-E-L-L, .Senate@gmail.com.
Linda.Newell.Senate@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah, and that's definitely the best. But we are going to be in for a heck of a ride next year, so any ideas people have, they can also...
Just don't close down our state parks, please.
Oh, gosh, I know. I know. It's just, it's horrendous what we're looking at. But
what about more toll roads or privatizing these rest areas?
Well, I don't think that's going to honestly go anywhere. I mean, we can look at the idea, but it's incredible the number of ideas that are out there. And I think that the more creative that we are, and especially now, if people can start thinking about ideas now, that we can vet them with the Joint Budget Committee, we can vet them fiscally, just from the realistic standpoint. So, yeah, I'm all for the more creative. In fact, one of my bills last year was from a constituent. And so really, ideas for both legislation and for curtailing the budget for efficiency in government. If they realize that there are pockets that we can be more efficient in government, I'm called the efficiency queen, so I'm all about that. So people calling in or people writing in would be really helpful.
Well, I love how open you are to talking to your constituents. And you drafted a bill basically from what one of your constituents wrote you. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think you're great, and I think you're good-looking as well.
Well, thank you. You made my
And if day. I was single, I'm just kidding. I'm a little young.
Hey, I have never cheated. I never will cheat. It's not in my makeup. And I know it happens on both sides of the aisle, but...
But they seem to be mostly men, don't they?
Yeah, but I think it really, or I think it speaks really loudly, too, for look at who you're voting for.
Yeah.
Look at their records. Look at their, do some research on your candidates before you vote for them, and then you might see some warning signs.
Awesome call. Thanks for taking time to call us this morning,
okay,
Senator Newell.
Thanks so much, John.
Love All
you.
Right. Love you, too. 303-713-7600. Gary in Grand Lake, you're next. Anthony, hang on. Coming to you.
Hello,
hey, Gary.
John.
Hey, sir.
Hey, I feel like Rip Van Winkle.
Why is that?
You're doing a great job. You really are. You've had some real excellent callers today, and I agree with you 100%. I go down to the Capitol building once in a while, and there are some very attractive
aren't there? Yes.
Down there.
Our state treasurer, Carrie.
They're very, human. They're professionally dressed. They talk to you intelligently. And if there's anything that turns me on, it's an attractive woman. She doesn't have to be a movie star, but boy, if she can talk to you intelligently, I'm just drooling.
Yeah, Carrie Kennedy is another decent looking. She's the state treasurer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I respect them a lot.
Yeah.
I understand what they make. I got a couple friends that are...
they don't make a lot. Senators and congresspeople make a little more. But, yeah, if you're a state senator or a state representative, you're not making that much.
No, I work for Andy Kerr a lot when he's in need. And I see what he goes through. And they do it out of the personal desire
yeah.
to want to.
Yeah, on the state level. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But what their aspirations are after that, we don't know. But go ahead. Do you want to say something about Newt Gingrich?
Well, Newt Gingrich, you had mentioned it all this morning, and, he was Speaker of the House when they were bringing charges against Clinton, and he at the same time was having an affair.
Yep.
And so, yes, it happens on both sides of the aisle. I would like to have somebody, do something on the web someplace and do a head count, like over the last 100 years.
Yeah, I have a book, The Guide to Republican Sex Scandals.
What's it called?
It's called The Guide to Republican Sex Scandals.
Okay.
It's pretty neat. I'll have to bring that in. I may bring that in tomorrow.
Yeah. And,
but it needs to be updated.
Weekly.
Yeah.
And I do agree with her that, this is a personal matter. This has been going on as long as prostitution. So it's nothing new for politicians or people in power or the garbage man or the milkman, the old jokes, to be having these extramarital affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Men, why men more than women? It's the nature of the beast. That's all you can say. It's the nature of the beast. We're just two different types of animals, and... they were the cave dwellers, we were the hunters.
But in a nutshell, I need to know, do you think that Governor Mark Stanford should resign?
Well, because of his position, absolutely.
Okay.
It's his position why he should resign.
Yep.
If he was, let's say, a police officer, should he resign? No. If he was a fire
if a police officer or firefighter disappeared for 5 days on the job, I think
fired.
He'd be gone.
He'd be fired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, I appreciate your patience, man. Thanks for holding on.
No, you're doing a great job, and say hello to Jay.
You got it.
If he's listening, hello, Jay. Have a great day. Bye.
All right, brother. See ya. 303-713-7600. Anthony, I got a couple minutes for you. Hey, Anthony.
I guess patience is a virtue. I guess it's a lot of people are really interested in talking.
I'm glad you hung. Thanks, man.
Not a problem. Hopefully I could bring some insight in my own mind. First thing is all the focus on Mark's Stanford. Comments I'd want to bring up is, it was a little disappointing with Clinton when he's trying to, what is the definition of is? On the other side note of that is if gay marriage was actually legalized as a right, as a human right, I think the divorce rate would incline. But long story short, I think we should hold people accountable to what their personal levels are and what decisions they make.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a matter of actually, you know, judging, you know, Mark Sandoval, Sanford, or, you know, Bill Clinton or anybody else. It's holding them accountable to what they put in their own mouth. You know, it's time and time again that they've made comments that this is supposed to be the sanctity of marriage, this is supposed to be this, this is supposed to be that. So I feel it is our duty to hold them accountable to what judgments that they pass on themselves. I'm not judging him by any means. He has to answer to himself, and I believe the biggest thing that people, the hell that people create is the hell that they actually own.
Yeah, hey, check this out. You brought us on theissues.org, Mark Sanford, and it says his stance on the issues. Mark Sanford on civil rights. No civil unions define one man, one woman marriage. That's November 2002.
So, yeah.
Voted yes on banning gay adoptions in D.C. Voted no on ending preferential treatment by race in college admissions. So those are just a few of his stances.
And 3 calls ago, Scott, dealing with the fiscal issues of health care, there are other socialized, semi-socialized, single-payer that are ran by the government, and they run on 8% operational administration costs. Here in the wonderful U.S., where capitalism is supposed to be our true nature, we're running we're approaching 20%. I think the other day it came out that it was 18.7%.
Right.
So if capitalism is supposed to run true and these other countries are running off at 8% and the governments are doing something correct about it, the same idea as Social Security and privatized Social Security regarding if you look at Chile, they actually have a higher standard of living when they actually retire than when they are actually working to retirement because they have socialized, privatized.
Well, that's been I think it's the number one issue we face. I've talked about it the last 2 days. I may bring it up next hour as well. But hey, man, I really appreciate the phone call. I got to run. 303-713-7600. Denny, Jane, Cornelia. Want to talk to y'all, but we got to step aside for our market update. Looks like Michael Spears out today. He may be spanking wide. We've got Jason McBride filling in. So we'll talk to Jason McBride here in just a minute. Todd Parker takes our look at traffic.
Eastbound C-470 starting to get busy, University to Quebec. We're also seeing those leftover delays eastbound 6th Avenue. This is due to an earlier crash that occurred near Federal. Now it sounds like there's a car fire being reported. Westbound I-70 on that approach to Havana. Surface street crash. Southbound Parker Road at Broncos Parkway. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760 for Progressive Talk That Matters, the issues you care about. Maybe it's the economy, education, or the environment, or something like...
And this is a defining moment. This summer, 2009. This is going to be a defining moment, not for President Obama, but for the Democratic Party. Do you have any balls?
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
7:53, it's time we take a look at our market wrap for this morning and what we're looking like as we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Normally talk to Michael Spear, but he's probably out checking on things for you, for your investment, intelligent investment guidance. We got Jason McBride in. He's a senior vice president. Hey, Jason.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to be with you.
Good to be
wonderful.
With you. It's funny talking to you in this regard, huh?
Absolutely.
I've never been on this end of things, but what's going on out there in the markets today? Is there any news we should be paying attention to?
Ed, you know, it's pretty quiet today, John. Yesterday we had the Fed meeting. They left the interest rates alone. The market kind of yawned at that. This morning we had a jobs report that was a little bit worse than expected. Started off a little bit weak, but now we're slightly positive. I mean, it's kind of like watching gray paint dry so far today.
Fun.
But, you know, Dow's up about 8 points. NASDAQ's up 5. We've been under a little bit of pressure for the last couple of weeks, and as we always like to tell people, protect yourself at all times and be ready to shift if you're fully invested and go to some cash, take some profits. There's no law against doing them. There's nothing wrong with it.
And, you know, I use you guys. I think everybody's great. I've dealt with you. I've dealt with Heidi. I've dealt with everybody there, Michael Spear, and everybody on the team seems to know what they're doing. And I definitely think everybody should call 303-749-2770. That'll get you with the team there. Also, you guys have some workshops on annuities coming up. And you can call 303-694-1600 to get information on that. Are you in tomorrow? Or is it going to be Michael Spear, Jason?
I believe, as far as I know, Mike will be returning from the Arctic Circle.
All right, man. Well, it's great to hear from you. Okay.
You
thanks
too,
for
pal.
Doing this for us this morning. We'll talk to you
have
next time.
A wonderful show.
All right. Thanks.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone, 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
7:56, just a couple minutes here before we got to hit CBS News. Want to take a phone call if I can. Who's been hanging here the longest? Let's go to Denny. Denny, I only got about a minute or so for you. I'm sorry, but thanks for the call.
Hey, where's my bumper music?
What is your bumper music?
Another one bit the dust.
You know, it's funny you say that. I got it written down. I got two songs I want to play at some point this morning.
Get
Another
it.
One Bites the Dust, and Your Time's Gonna Come by Led Zeppelin.
Get them down. You know, I think we ought to give credit where credit is due, and I really would like us to... I'd like to hear more about the Republican Mark Sanford and the Republican ensign from Nevada.
Yeah, you know, you don't hear that. Okay, maybe I should make that the caveat and add that, an addendum to every time I mention their names.
If they happen to be, if they're you know, basically Christian, we should know sort of what the nomination is. I think this is a
Mark
great...
Sanford is a, I saw it here. Hold on. I think he's an Episcopalian. Yep. Episcopalian.
It's sort of the high church.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
Also, you know what? Fox News has been doing this, and Mark Sanford isn't the only one they've done it to. They've labeled him as a Democrat in the little ticker underneath when they mention him.
The issue here is the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of Fox News, the hypocrisy of these guys and how they vote, and how they claim, you know, that they take the family values and the moral high ground. And I don't think he should resign. I think he should stay in as an example of the kind of Republican that he is, and you know, let the American people know that, you know, this is if I claim to be a Republican and for these values, this is who I'm going to vote for. I think it's, you know.
Yeah, maybe you should be forced to wear a scarlet letter too for the next 18 months.
Give credit where it's due. I'm having fun. You know, one of your earlier callers just talked about doing ad count, you know, on the Republicans, and just the language we have. It's sort of fun to play with this stuff.
Yeah, it is, and I think it affects us. Like one of my callers in the 6 o'clock hour, Jenna, a lesbian. You know, these are people that are making legislation, so they can't be happy, yet they're allowed to go fly to Argentina, leave their state for 5 days. You know, and they not resign from their post. It's ridiculous.
The people, I hope they bring up Bill Clinton, and then they can be confronted on, hey.
Yeah, they are bringing up Bill Clinton. Hey, I got to run. Hey, thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you soon, Denny. 303-713-7600. Sorry to cut you short. Got 5 seconds. We'll be back. If you want to talk more about this, we can do it. Jane, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Minutes from now, members of Congress will have at it with Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us what to expect.
Bernanke will be on the defensive at this hearing, not over the economy, but his role in last year's takeover of Merrill Lynch by Bank of America. It was a shotgun wedding orchestrated by the government. Bernanke says he's done nothing wrong and was trying to help prevent an economic meltdown. But there are serious questions, especially since Bank of America ended up after the merger needing a huge government bailout. The committee has subpoenaed documents, and its top Republican Daryl Issa says they show the Fed hid information from other government regulators and tried to cover up its role. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Labor Department counted 627,000 new unemployment insurance claims last week, up 15,000 from the week before. Kimberly Clark, the company that makes Kleenex tissues and Huggies diapers, is cutting 1,600 jobs. That's 3% of its global workforce.
I'm Steve Kathan. In this economy, finding a new job can take months, time enough to take a toll when you do find new work.
If your self-confidence has taken a whack, that can really slow down the whole process of getting back up to speed.
Career coach Barbara LaRocque advises the newly hired to deal honestly but briefly with what led to and what happened during your layoff, and sounding bitter won't win sympathy or allies on the new job. Frank.
Mark Sanford gave a tearful apology for cheating on his wife and making a secret trip to see his mistress in Argentina, but that may not save his job. Gina Smith, the South Carolina reporter who broke the story, spoke to the CBS News Early Show.
We're going to see that tone change from sorrow to anger, and we'll start seeing some calls for impeachment, both from Democrats at the South Carolina State House and also from some of Sanford's enemies within the Republican Party.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says President Obama is going down the same road as President Bush with his criticism of the disputed Iranian election. With the government expanding its crackdown on the opposition, defeated reform candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi says he's being pressured to drop his election challenge. Iranian studies professor Ali Ansari believes a compromise of some sort is still possible.
There's all sorts of different units, institutions, organizations that are at the moment considering their position and wondering what is the best way forward to maintain some semblance of stability in the country.
The husbands of the American journalist jailed in North Korea have spoken to them by phone. Both say their wives are scared. Michael Soldate is married to Yuna Lee.
I wanted to hold her, and I couldn't. I just felt helpless.
Police have charged a mentally disturbed former player with the broad daylight shooting death of Parkersburg, Iowa high school football coach Ed Thomas. Thomas helped a number of players get to the professional ranks, but his son Aaron says that's not what he was about.
My dad said, if I just teach you to be a good basketball player or a good football player, I failed. Mm. You know, he really believed it was his job to make young men better.
In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 50 points. This is CBS News.
With Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
Surely my boutique hotel is not included in that.
Yes, it is, lady.
My band, Sned Leplin, stays in chain hotels just off the freeway. Those included?
With Hotels.com, you bet, Mr. Brojangles.
What about a bed and breakfast?
Faux shizzle.
Hotels on the moon?
No.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about Geico? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico last year. Second, Geico received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, Geico has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Reports this morning of a hit and run of a motorcycle policeman in North Glen. It happened at 120th and I-25.
A Ford, I think it's a 550 pickup truck, ran the red light, clipping one of the motor officers running over the front of his bike, ejecting him off the bike. And the gentleman fled, was stopped a couple blocks away, and now is in custody right now.
That's North Glen Police Sergeant Rick Kellogg. No word on the condition of that officer. Governor Ritter declaring this Missing Children's Week in Colorado. Shallon Caldwell with the Missing Children Task Force says 38 children are reported missing every day in the state.
Most of them are runaways, and the other percentages are the non-custodial parental kidnappings and a very small portion is stranger abduction.
Last year in Colorado, there were nearly 14,000 reports of missing children. Why would a teenage boy have 53 baby birds in his bedroom? AM 760's Jerry Bell says police in Longmont are trying to find out.
The boy apparently took the baby birds from nests in the neighborhood. Inside his bedroom, he had 53 birds, barn swallows, sparrows, even a baby bluebird. He and some neighborhood kids tried to feed them, but ultimately only 13 of the birds have survived. The boy's mother called authorities when she discovered what was going on.
The boys facing animal cruelty charges. Sports, Rockies fall again to the Angels 11-3. They're off today and play in Oakland tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad drive as you're out and about. Just delays in those usual spots, like northbound I-25, really bogging down once you get past DU, making your way downtown. We're also seeing some delays westbound 76 from about Highway 85 all the way up to I-25. That ride's going to take you about 10 minutes to make. There's a motorcycle crash under investigation, 120th at I-25. Three cars mixed it up, 56 in Pena. That one's going to be out of your way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another hot one today. It will be cloudy with a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. However, we can expect highs in the mid to upper 80s. Currently 75 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You deserve a bank that understands what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. It's been that way since 1963. Call Citywide Banks today or visit citywidebanks.com.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton, Bay, and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New, lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin here. It's 8:07, halfway through the morning show here on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's been great being here all week long. Have spent the first couple hours talking about the Mark Sanford situation. And we can go some more on that one if you'd like to. 303-713-7600. And, you know, he admitted to this affair with this girl in South America. Her name is Maria. We know that via emails that have been released. It looks like he also, some of these trips were paid by taxpayers to South America. And we're talking about the hypocrisy, which I contend seems to be mostly coming from the right. In the last month, anyway, you had Senator John Ensign from Nevada. Now you have Mark Sanford, both of them very vocal in having President Clinton step down. Matter of fact, Mark Sanford voted for impeachment. So what do you think of this? 303-713-7600. Where does the hypocrisy come? Is this an issue? I had a caller in the first hour tell me that this is a distraction story, that I should be talking about Iran and healthcare and everything else. I think the Iran story might be more of a distraction issue than this one. I think this affects us all. We had a lesbian Jenna call in. who said, yeah, this does, you know, these are the people that are making legislation, you know, from keeping them happy, from being able to marry their, you know, their lover, adopt children, get benefits that you and I get. And I'm on this website, ontheissues.org, about Mark Sanford. He voted yes on banning partial birth abortions, voted yes on barring transporting minors to get an abortion. No on civil unions, defines one man, one woman marriage. That was November 2002. So we know where he stands there. Voted yes on banning gay adoptions in 1999. I find it extremely hypocritical. It's basically saying, gay marriage, not okay. Infidelity, it's all right. He refuses to step down as governor of South Carolina. I think he should. 303-713-7600. Jane in Castle Rock, thanks for hanging through the news, Jane. You with me, Jane?
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Hi. Well,
I got to learn how to push these buttons right.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job, though.
Thank you.
Really. Well, I went to college in the early 50s, and I took one class I took was Sociology 101,
mm-hmm.
and I was really surprised about a very interesting course. I was very surprised to learn that, the author of our book textbook said, the lower class and the upper class, which means the low-income people and the high-income people, they're the ones that break all the morals in society, and the middle class, that's the folks, I think we call ourselves, they are the ones that try to live up to the moral standards that we say we should live up to. And I thought that was so interesting. I thought, gosh, I always thought all the rich people I knew was probably really immoral and never slept around or never did anything immoral that we considered immoral, you know. And maybe that was an interesting thing to learn, that the middle class are the ones that hold society together and hold up the morals that we try to live by. And, you know, I never forgot that. So I'm not surprised when I hear about a minister or a politician or somebody that's...
seems to be these people in power, you know?
Yeah, it seems to be that the ones that are in power, they're the ones that have sexual appetites. The men, I don't know about the women, but the women, I can't say.
Well, here, listen to this, Jane. I'll read this one. This is analysis by Liz Sidoti from Yahoo.
Okay.
There's a clue into the kind of people drawn to politics. These are men who love themselves deeply, need to be recognized and relish approval. These are men who adore getting praise and who often are surrounded by swarms of sycophants. These are men who in some cases need to exercise power and sometimes can become drunk from it.
Uh-huh.
These are men who think the rules don't apply to them and who think they're untouchable. As leaders, these are also the type of men who are likely to break promises, manipulate, and cut corners. They probably are big risk takers, and they're prone to thinking of themselves first.
I know somebody like that. but I guess we all do, and I'm not a politician, but I've worked hard to get where they are. And one of my sons, and he's a hard worker, and he's accomplished a lot for no more than our family was very middle income, and he did all his achievements and his career and everything were done. He worked hard, and so that's true. But I don't. I hope he lives up to. He's married now and he has a family. And I hope he lives up to, you know, the morality that we expect out of him.
Right. Well, I wonder what the church that Mark Sanford goes to is thinking right now.
Well, I don't know, but it seems like...
He's listed as an Episcopalian.
Well, that's a pretty open-minded church.
Yeah.
It seems like that these more conservative churches where you'll find out the minister is sleeping around or
mm-hmm.
He's got some kind of a problem or he's doing something that's...
There was another one here in Littleton, I want to say, off a county line in, like, I-25. I can't remember the name of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But there was two. Right after Ted Haggard, another one was nailed.
Yeah.
You know, and these are the same folks that preach against gay marriage.
Oh, well... people don't understand. I think that they think people just choose to be gay, but I think most of the people that are gay are lesbian. It's an imbalance of hormones, don't you think? I mean, have you?
No, I hate to bring up the art, but who would choose that? Who would choose that to be?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't.
Looked down upon.
That's true, and I think it's an imbalance of hormones, and maybe you're a woman. Physically, but you've got a few extra male hormones. They've talked about that a lot on the news media lately.
Maybe, yeah, I think you're born with it.
Yeah, I do too.
All right.
Except for some, oh, what do you call these perverts, I think. I mean, there are people probably that would do anything to anybody anytime.
Yeah, we don't want those folks around.
No.
Hey, Jane, thanks a lot for the phone call.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day. Okay. 303-713-7600 is the phone number here. It's 813-814 now. We're taking your phone calls. Kevin Boulder. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, John. It's Kevin the Boulder Liberal.
Hey, dude.
I'm glad you're covering this thing with Sanford because CBS News and others are just sweeping it under a rug. I have a big issue with your guys is running CBS News because you'll spend 20 minutes debunking one of the right-wing talking points, and then the news will come on, and they'll just repeat what you just spent debunking. For example, the CBS News this morning, I heard they had a friend of Sanford's and reporter on there, both casting him in a sympathetic light, but there was no statement from the South Carolina congressman who called for him to resign. So it seems like...
How about just labeling him as a Democrat?
Yeah, well, that's par for the course.
They do it a lot, and Media Matters nails them on it every time.
But something that the religious wingnuts ought to appreciate is that God fates haggards.
Say that again?
God fates haggards.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the hypocrisy of the haggards.
Uh-huh.
Their fate to get exposed eventually. So that's why I say instead of, they always say God hates a derogatory term for gays.
Uh-huh.
So I turned it around so the God fates haggards.
I dig it.
But anyway, it's important that you're bringing it up because the mainstream media is just going to say, oh, well, it's no big deal. It's just another.
I didn't hear any of the right-wing programs talking about this yesterday.
Oh, they won't either. And they just don't.
No, they were talking about, I mean, all I heard yesterday and this morning, and I've been torturing myself listening to some of it, but all they're railing on is President Barack Obama's response on Iran, and why did it take him this long to denounce the, you know, the police and what's going on there with the riots and the, you know, them shutting down Germany, basically. What took him so long? That's all they're hitting on. And they're trying to take over that issue, and I think that's more of a distraction issue than this one is.
Well,
I think this affects us more in America and more to the average American than what's going on in Iran. You know, of course, we don't see like to see human rights violations. But we got human rights violations going on against gays in our own country by folks like Mark Sanford and John Ensign.
Right. The thing is about Iran is it's totally out of our control.
Yep.
This Sanford sleazebag is within our control, and everyone should demand him his resignation.
Yep.
I mean, that's just...
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, he's such a hypocrite to rail on Clinton and then turn around and do something much, much worse. I mean,
yep.
he left their whole state in the lurch, the whole country in the lurch.
Really. Lied to his staff.
Yeah, he lied to everyone. I mean,
the difference between him and John Ensign is his wife kind of knew what was going on. They were kind of in this trial separation period. But still, again, he left the state for 5 days.
The only thing that I can say that's good about this situation is that Mark Sanford's wife didn't show up at the press conference and stand by her man like all the other.
No, his family was not around.
So,
this has made our marriage stronger. A lot of them say, this is making our marriage stronger.
Yeah.
You know, how? How is that possible?
And,
all right.
And maybe Mark Sanford could tell us exactly which gay people it is that destroyed his marriage.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Yeah, they're destroying the sanctity of marriage. All right. Kevin, thanks a ton, brother.
You bet.
We'll see you soon. 303-713-7600. Pat, David, Kate, want to talk to all of you, but running a little bit late for a commercial break. We're going to step aside, take a quick traffic report from Todd Parker, and then we'll be back. Todd, what's happening out there?
Watch out for some activity. Southbound I-25, just north of 20th, there's a hit.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, either way it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
If you want selection, if you desire a non-pressure, informative buying experience, put Landmark Lincoln Mercury on your list. I'm Tom Daniels, president of Landmark, and I'd like to invite you to drive the Lincoln Mercury difference. Now is your chance to get behind the wheel with low-rate financing and no payments for 3 months. If you prefer to lease, you need to hear about the affordable short-term lease payments on all our Lincoln models. Test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton, Bay, and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Ryan, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was really busy with work. Unfortunately, a rock cracked his windshield, and he knew it wasn't safe to drive, so he called Elite Safelite. I came right to his office and replaced it the very next day. He was thrilled. He could keep working, and it was replaced before he knew it. And thanks to his insurance coverage, he only had to pay his deductible.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760 for progressive talk that matters. The issues you care about. Maybe it's the economy, education, or the environment. Or something like...
And this is a defining moment. This summer, 2009, this is going to be a defining moment, not for President Obama, but for the Democratic Party. Do you have any balls?
Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mark Sanford bites the dust. Jay used to start making up lyrics and stuff, but I'm not as witty as Jay when it comes to making up lyrics to new songs. But yeah, man, Mark Sanford, is he biting the dust? 303-713-7600. Found this interesting article during the... news break. Somebody's trying to dig up Mark Sanford's stance on gay marriage, and they went to they founded this website, www.sanford2012.org, which was just a laugh riot, apparently. Looking at the first post there, it's dated 11-8-08, talks about why Mark Sanford would make a great candidate for president. Some highlights. The time is now to start rebuilding the Republican Party, despite what you might hear in the news. Conservatism did not lose in this election. Conservatism wasn't on the ballot. With all due respect to John McCain, he was not the top choice of most conservatives, even though we did go out and support him after he became our nominee. The time is now for conservatives to band together and start thinking about who we will pick to run against Obama in 2012. But Mark Sanford is also much more than a fiscal conservative. He supports banning partial birth abortions. Also voted for a bill that would make it federal crime to transport a minor across state lines for the purpose of getting an abortion. Mark Sanford is against gay marriage and defines marriage as one man and one woman. He's also against letting gay couples adopt children. This is from his Sanford2012.org site. Wow. 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. Let's go to Pat in Thornton. Hey, Pat.
Good morning, Mr. Turk.
Good morning.
You know, don't these guys ever know that the Watergate lesson, that the cover-up is always what gets them?
Exactly.
I mean, personally, I don't care who the guy sleeps with. I mean, some people have open marriages. Some people are swingers. It's between him and his wife. I don't care. But as soon as he disappears for 5 days without telling anybody, lying about hiking on the Appalachian Trail, you know, he's bagged. He's an in dereliction of duty.
He is. I can think of like 3, 4, 5 reasons to call for his resignation right now.
And last year, when they were having those fires on Myrtle Beach, he was in Buenos Aires then too.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't think that was a business trip.
Probably paid for by taxpayers as well.
And probably. But, you know,
that might be that 2008 trip they're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's the one. But, you know, he's a hypocrite. There are a lot of politicians that are hypocrites. You know, he slept around on his wife. That's between him and his
wife.
But
so did John Edwards, in all fairness. But what,
yeah.
Pat, what's the difference between the two? If you can nail it for me, what's the difference between the two?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of difference between. The only difference between the two is Mark Sanford didn't show up for work.
Right.
I mean.
Well, what about.
Although
John Edwards doesn't preach against gay marriage and, you know, and tout himself as a, you know, align himself with the religious right and about family values.
You know, in the Edwards case, there may have been some campaign money going to that woman. So there could have been some you know, funny money business going on.
In Ensign's case, that was definitely going on.
Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to chime in one bit about health care.
Go ahead.
You know, I heard on the Ed Schultz show yesterday, they had Kent Conrad on. And he was going on and on about how they don't have the votes for a public option. And he listed them off. He said, we don't have Ted Kennedy. We don't have Robert Byrd, you know, we're missing a senator from Minnesota. We've already had two come out against it. We don't have 60. We can't get 5 Republicans. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't they make these guys filibuster anymore? I swear to God, Harry Reid should break out the cots and say, you want to filibuster this thing? We are going to stay on the floor 24/7. You can Thanksgiving, you can miss your Christmas, and you can explain to people 24 hours a day why they can't have what they want.
And they complained against when the Democrats wanted to filibuster, what was it, whose Supreme Court nomination? Was it John Roberts?
Roberts or Alito, one of the
others. Yeah.
But, you know, it's always the threat of a filibuster. They never make them do it. And you know what? I want to see them do it. I mean, I think that if they're really fired up and they're so strong against it, then they need to explain to us why their corporate masters won't let, you know, this legislation pass.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was the CEO of United, it was one of the major insurance providers yesterday sending letters out against single payer, yet I think he received like a $3.5 million bonus or something. Of course. Of course he doesn't want it. You know, it's like they say that, the government can't run it, you know, and if that's the case, then if there's going to be competition, then they should smoke the government in the competition, shouldn't they, in healthcare?
Absolutely. I mean, we have libraries, but bookstores are still in business. We have the post office, but FedEx is still in business.
Right.
I mean, come on. You can't tell me that we can't make this work. I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, Pat, I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Have a great day. 303-713-7600. David in Boulder and David in Berthoud. Hang on, I'm coming to you. Kate in Denver, you've been hanging on a while. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. Well, I'm just calling in to say that, you know, every time I hear about another one of these situations and the hypocrisy, it just brings me back to from 1981 to 1991, I worked for Women's Health Centers in Denver, and I was a director at a Planned Parenthood in San Diego. And we would actually get patients in for abortions. And some of these patients would say, well, I'm pro-life and I'm against abortion, but I'm here because, and give their reason, and they'd have an abortion, but they'd be out on the picket lines against abortion for other people. And
is that right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when are these people going to understand that they can't have it both ways? can't preach and try to legislate other people's lives, socially and otherwise, when they're doing, you know, the exact thing that they're preaching.
It drives me completely crazy. Hypocrisy drives me insane on all levels, on health care, on gay rights, on this whole situation with, abortion and adoption and marriage. I mean, you're just trying to improve the quality of life for a kid if you're wanting to adopt them. You know, it's not like they're going to grow up in a twisted house.
Right. No, it's just, I don't understand how all of these people can continue to live their lives this way and preach something else and try to, influence what other people do. It's just ridiculous. And it sends me back to those days, and just as it did then, and it took everything I had as a professional not to shake these people.
You know, I hope that gays and lesbians in South Carolina are really kind of uniting on this, and I hope they go after them, because it really does affect them. When you have a guy like this voting no on gay marriage and no to gay adoption.
Absolutely.
But yet he can go out and do this and not give up his post.
Right, right.
It's
and as other
the worst in hypocrisy, in my opinion.
Yeah, as other callers and you have said, you know, what they do in their personal lives is their personal business. But don't go out and preach that everybody else should live a different way and be against, gay marriage and pro-choice and everything else. It's just crazy. So
it is crazy. All right.
Thank you.
Awesome phone call. Thanks for hanging on, Kate. 303-713-7600. We'll take one more before break. David in Boulder. Hey, David.
Hey, man. I've been holding on quite a while, man.
You've been here for 15 minutes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not that long.
Okay. Thanks for telling me that. I normally just enjoy listening to your show. I don't call in that often, but I do listen almost every day.
Okay.
And, I don't like the fact, I don't like the Republicans at all, personally, but I don't like the fact that, I think, society at large is hypocrites in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to healthcare, especially when it comes to injustice and all the line of things that I could bring up. I just don't think it's worthy of a lot of our time to talk about the sins of this guy. We have our own sins to measure. And I would like to hear you talk about a lot of more grassroots issues in Colorado. I like the fact that you're doing a good job for Jay, man. I really enjoy it. I actually miss Jay, to be honest with you.
I miss him dearly, man.
But, that's one thing I did like about it. He seemed to have done more grassroots issues when it comes to topics and so forth.
What do you mean?
What's going on with the educational system, what's going on.
I talked about the state budget yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying there's so many, different things going on out here, man, when it comes to just the things that are impacting us on a day-by-day basis.
Well, hey, and since you brought this up, I'm glad you did. And let's see if I can dig this up now. We now have a forum page on AM760 where you can go to, and you can, if there's an event going on, if there's a speech on health care, or if there's like a pancake breakfast for like the Arapahoe County Dems or Jeffco Dems or anything like that, you can go to our website now and post it, and it's extremely interactive, and it's actually called a community calendar page.
Okay.
And there's three columns. The first is for station partners, mostly nonprofit. The center column is for suggestions by one of our editor here, Lori Lynn, and then the third column is for everything else, and that's for you guys to, things going on out there, how to get involved if there's a state senator that's doing something you don't like. So we do have this on our website now at AM760.net.
And let me ask you a question. Are you a Christian?
I would not consider myself a Christian, no.
You see, I don't condemn, people who hold the standards of Christianity, and a gay marriage is is a taboo when it comes to, the sins, of the world. And I don't condemn Christians for standing up against gay marriage. You act as if sometimes we owe them that. We owe them to lower our standards. And I don't think that's fair.
Why don't you think that's fair?
Because, hey, man, look, as a guy, I would probably go for a gay marriage because I know after that we'll be able to have multiple wives. That would be the next
step. Is that the next step that they, that you think so?
Oh, without a daughter, the Normans would be not banning that, knocking down your door.
I don't think so.
Oh, you
come on.
Are you kidding me?
No way. I don't see that relation. I don't see the correlation there at all. If they, so you say, David, let me get this straight. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Okay.
You're saying if they allowed gay marriage nationwide, that the next step would be that we could marry multiple wives.
Oh, the Mormons would be knocking down the door. Believe me. And I wouldn't blame them.
All right. Well, I disagree with you on that one, ma'am.
Well, that's okay. That's a matter of vision.
No, I know. I know. That's what makes this awesome. Is, you know, this is just a forum for y'all to put out your opinions and thoughts.
And if the lesbians ever, if the gays ever get legal marriage status, I promise you that the Mormons would be bamming down the door, and they have a bigger, believe me, they have bigger lobbyists than the gays do. And I guarantee you that will follow in suit.
All right, David, I appreciate the phone call.
Sure.
You're welcome to call me anytime, okay, ma'am?
Sure.
All right. Wow. You really think that the next step, if gays were allowed to be married, would be multiple wives or multiple spouses? I don't think so. I don't think that's what the whole gay right movement is about, being able to marry as many people as you want. Come on, David. I love that you listen to the show, but, man, that's crazy. That's completely crazy. 303-713-7600. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. Got more calls hanging on. David, Bill, Mark, want to talk to you. We do have an open line, 303-713-7600. More of your calls next. We're kind of in open topics, anything you want to hit on. And I'll bring up some more stories here after 9 o'clock that you can chew on. 303-713-7600. 835, Todd Parker, what's going on with traffic right now?
Watch out for a hit-and-run accident investigation. This is southbound I-25, just north of 20th. Kind of hanging things up as you're trying to get downtown. We're also seeing leftover heavy delays westbound 36. This is after Sheridan as you're making your way towards Wadsworth. Heavy pockets as well on 270 across Commerce City, but especially on those westbound lanes. Motorcycle crash under investigation did involve a couple police officers. 120th at I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot but cloudy day today, with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Currently, we're already at 75 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Turn an ordinary summer day into a special treat with Walmart prices on six-pack Klondike Original Bars for $2.50, 10-count Popsicle for $1, and new Blue Bunny Frozen Yogurt Granola Bars, 8-count for $3.50. Save money, live better. Walmart.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net. 60 minutes. This summer, Comcast presents Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal in Locked and Loaded.
Ben, would you please keep up?
I'm sorry, Shaq. I had my horse in reverse.
We got to let them know about Comcast Locked and Loaded HD Triple Play offer.
And this really is a fantastic offer. Just $99 a month when you lock in for 2 years. That is big savings.
And the package is loaded. You get faster internet, unlimited nationwide calling, and free HD. And if that wasn't enough, it includes HBO.
You also get $100 cash back and a free HD DVR for 6 months. I feel like we've been riding forever.
Nah, it's only been about 30 seconds.
Oh.
The new Comcast HD Triple Play offer. With HBO included, a free HD DVR for 6 months and $100 cash back. All for only $99 a month for 2 years. But hurry, this offer ends July 12th. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Restrictions apply. Minimum term contract and early termination fee apply. Regular rates apply after promo. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra. Cashback requires activation within 30 days and account in good standing.
Memorization and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
8:39, 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. John Turkin for J. Marvin here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Any response to our last caller, David Boulder, who said that if we allow gay marriage, next thing you know, we'll be allowing basically what some Mormons practice is marriage of many spouses. Do you think that's the case? And I'm going to make an assumption here, and I may get in trouble for this, but you know what? Oh, well. I think that caller was African-American, and I want to ask, why wouldn't he see the plight of gays and lesbians, being in a minority himself? I don't get it. 303-713-7600. David, I don't understand why you wouldn't be supportive of allowing gays to marry each other. 303-713-7600. David and Berthoud, welcome to the program.
This is a different David.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just want to make it clear.
Yep.
Well, multiple marriage isn't going to happen because a partner is a partner, not plural. And nobody, whether they're liberal or conservative, is going to decide that.
It doesn't say one man and several women or one man and several guys.
No, it won't happen because, it's just not going to happen. And the other, fiscally, no one's going to go for it either because no one's going to let me have 12 wives under my insurance plan.
No.
That's not going to happen.
That 12 codependents, why? All wives.
Right. First of all, Sanford's religious affiliation, you have it slightly off. He's actually what's called an Episcopalian.
Oh, an Episcopalian?
An Episcopalian is an Episcopalian whose wife has stomped the piss out of him. And but I want to get a little more serious about this.
All right, go ahead.
I think our real topic here is hypocrisy. And I recognize human nature that we all have, we're all biologically wired to behave certain ways. We have minds. We can control ourselves. But there is an underlying human nature. And conservatives and liberals or progressives seem to have very different opinions about human nature. Conservatives, the hypocrisy to me with conservatives is that they continually deny human nature. Now, I'm not advocating infidelity. I've never been unfaithful to my wife. But this complete lack of acceptance of human nature, where anything that, goes to our natural tendencies, and by the way, I think homosexuality is a natural tendency for many people, not all. But the hypocrisy is this total denial. And within that total denial, then to stand up and, pronounce that we all need to be this perfect, actually that's a bad word probably, but this idyllic kind of creature that's against what we really all are, that's the real hypocrisy.
It really is.
I mean,
you make an awesome point. You've really articulated it well as well.
I don't care if Mr. Sanford or anybody wants to cave into their human nature. You know, and
no, he's just following. I said before, I think he's following his heart.
Yeah.
You know, he loves
this
girl, and I believe him.
I believe in true love too, and true
and
love.
Sometimes things happen in marriages, and marriages don't work out.
Exactly.
And I don't think people need to be forced to stay together, you know, for the sanctity of marriage.
No. But I think, you know, if we're going to call him a hypocrite is too easy, because he's just a fallible human being like
right.
all of us are. But when conservatives say, you know, you got to behave a certain way, there's the real hypocrisy, because they are built the same way we are, John. They have the same kind of minds we have. They have the same fallibilities we have. And when they tout that they are on a higher level than other people because they espouse specific beliefs that they then break at least as often as anyone else might. And, in fact, a lot of studies show that the more conservative you are, the more likely you will have had multiple marriages, multiple partners, more infidelity. I mean, statistically, that's just a known fact.
Yeah.
And so let's just get over this thing. I mean, the Europeans seem to have figured out, whether they're conservative or liberal, that human beings are human beings and they can make mistakes. You know, and if Mitterrand's funeral can have his wife and his mistress both attend the funeral without any scandal and without any animosity between the two women, I figure we could do a whole lot better here. And let's quit pretending that nobody wants to do drugs and nobody wants to have sex and nobody wants to stray and nobody. Let's quit pretending this stuff. It's just wrong. This is a position I think that liberals could just say, look, we accept the humanness of all of us, you know, and conservatives reject it until they're faced with it in their own lives. And then they have all this running around to explain how they got into this situation. And Ted Haggard, you know, gets...
I know how he got into this situation. I mean, I can understand how he got into the situation with this girl, Maria.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? And I can understand if, you know, he didn't have the same feelings for his wife today that he did when they got married.
Exactly. And, you know,
that's human. That is human. But, again, he's the guy making the law... drafting laws, you know.
Right.
He's the main governor. He's the lawmaker of that state of South Carolina.
Well, we tore up Gary Hart decades ago for having an affair with Donna Rice. And, you know, I wish he had just been able to do this. Of course, it wasn't the right time in our history and our social development. But he should have just said, listen, it's impossible for a divorced person to run for high office in this country at this time. My wife and I, our marriage has become something much more akin to just a casual thing.
Yeah, maybe a little honest. You know, let's just be honest about
honesty.
This. Honesty.
How
yeah.
about some honesty?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
David, awesome call as always, man.
Okay,
we'll talk to you
later.
Soon. 303-713-7600. Gene, Brent, don't go anywhere. I want to get your reactions. If you have anything to say about David and Boulder, want to hear us that as well. 303-713-7600. Bill in Denver, thanks for hanging.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not a biblical scholar, but that seems to be the basis for Christianity. About the most angry I recall from my own studies, about the most angry I recall Christ ever getting was when he confronted the hypocrites and the money changers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your show today seems to have evolved into an analysis of Republican hypocrisy, and I've been on your show before and said that I think in order to be a neoconservative anyway, you have to be a hypocrite.
Right.
I want to take this argument just a step further, though, and analyze for a moment how these hypocritical Republicans, and I think that in an English class we could almost say that that was a poor use of grammar because of redundancy, but I think that they govern in a very hypocritical fashion, and they very frequently will support laws that they don't feel like they need to that they don't need to follow themselves. And so if you take that a step further...
Yeah, maybe they're... And I'm sorry to interrupt, but maybe they're just taking stances in order to get votes and do what they think their constituents want.
I see it slightly differently. When you have somebody who is hypocritical, who sees himself as kind of above the riffraff, somebody who doesn't mind seeing lots of people die because of the health care votes that they're going to be taking just so they can take a big fat corporate check. I would suggest that not only do you have hypocrisy, but you have what appears to be an element of sociopathy or psychopathology, where you have people that really don't care about anybody but themselves, but they are charismatic. They are very charming. They do get these doofuses to follow them, even though the politician will be voting against the interests of the doofuses, and the doofuses will just fall in love with their charismatic, hypocritical, psychopathic leader, or sociopathic, as the case may be.
I think you brought up some good points. I don't necessarily if I agree on all of them. I think it happens on both sides. I think there's hypocrites in the Dems as well. And, you know, it's, I don't know if it's necessarily saying conservative and hypocrite is being redundant. But when I look at the stories that have been out the last month.
Well, it's been a lot longer than a month, though. It's been as long as I can remember.
Well, in all fairness, you had, who was the governor of New York? Spitzer, Elliot Spitzer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the
Democrats. John Edwards.
And the Democrats couldn't wait to get rid of them. Heck, you had Ronald Reagan, who got divorced and immediately got together with Nancy Reagan. They were having an affair before while Reagan.
Well, again, him having a divorce didn't affect his election. You know, I don't know why politicians would feel that if you were divorced that you wouldn't, it'd be impossible to get an office.
No, I'm talking about the affair that takes place sort of as the marriage is winding down and the new marriage is winding up.
Okay.
But
I got about 30 seconds, man. I hate to cut you short. I got to get to break. I'm a little late.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think that there is that kind of, hey, I'm the laws don't apply to me, and that's starting to get into the psychopathology.
Yep. As this gal said from Yahoo, Liz Sidoti, these are men who love themselves deeply, need to be recognized and relish approval. They're men who adore getting praise and who are often surrounded by swarms of sycophants. Are men who, in some cases, need to exercise power and sometimes can become drunk from it.
That's a good definition for the.
Well, you should check this one out, man. It's on Yahoo. Why do politicians cheat? It's out today by Liz Sidoti.
Sounds like she and I are in agreement.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, man. We'll talk to you again, Bill.
Take care, sir.
All right, see you. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, we're a little late. What's going on in traffic? We're right in the middle of it right now.
Crews are cleaning up an accident, southbound I-25, right around 20th. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, we're just looking at some heavy pockets on 36 as well as on 270 across Commerce City. Surface street issues, got a new accident being reported. This is eastbound Hampton, east of Sheridan. And then that motorcycle crash involving a police officer still under investigation on 120th at I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go to Quiznos.com now for great deals on the subs that made them famous, like a free sub when you purchase a sub and a regular fountain drink, and a dollar off the purchase of a regular sub or $2 off a large. Quiznos.com. Toasty.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760 for Progressive Talk That Matters.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman to tell you about the Natural Sleep Store. Did you know that your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. For details, visit
Be one of the first 20 callers right now and receive a camera inspection for your sewer lines for only $79. Call now, 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Drain Solvers wants to make you smile, so call them and take advantage of this 4th of July discount.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
If you want selection, if you desire a non-pressure, informative buying experience, put Landmark Lincoln Mercury on your list. I'm Tom Daniels, president of Landmark, and I'd like to invite you to drive the Lincoln Mercury difference. Now is your chance to get behind the wheel with low-rate financing and no payments for 3 months. If you prefer to lease, you need to hear about the affordable short-term lease payments on all our Lincoln models. Test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
That's right. Mark Shamper, John Henson, the people in your ilk that vote against things like gay marriage, but yet you can go out and have affairs. Classy. 303-713-7600. This from the Funny Files. Senators Joe Lieberman and John McCain hold briefing on Iran. That should be good. Can't wait to hear that one. I wonder what Joe Lieberman has to say about Iran. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Gene in Denver, I think you have a reaction to our earlier call, David.
How's it going, John? This is Gene in Fort Collins, actually.
Oh, hey, Gene. What's up, man?
Oh, not too much. Been listening to you on the show here. You've been doing a good job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had something to say about that guy a couple of calls ago, Dave in Boulder, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Yeah, I was a little surprised at that.
I was totally shocked.
It's kind of a big jump to go from gay marriage to multiple marriages. It just doesn't make any sense.
None at all.
You know, I think what people are missing a lot in the whole discussion here with Sanford is the, you know, I mean, it's getting touched on by everybody, but it's really being lost as the focus. And it's not about his infidelity. It's about the fact that he's the chief executive of a state, and he just decides he can skip off for a week and not tell anybody and just disappear into the ether, you know?
It's like, there's 3 to 5 violations I can think of why he should resign right away.
Yeah, and I hear the conservatives talking about this, and I read little blurbs on the internet about what the conservatives are talking about, and they're just like, oh, everyone's all over Sanford, and we'll look at Clinton, and look at
I know,
this,
that's what I heard this morning on the way to work. Like, I wanted to puke.
What, did Clinton walk out of his office and just disappear for 5 days and expect everyone to just say, okay, they're not even hitting on the real topic. They're more concerned about what, you know, everyone talking about his affair, but it's not the affair that's the concern. It's the fact that he's a flake. You know, you can't.
Well, I think the affair is concerned as well, just because strictly, you know, of his, he kind of stands on his faith, you know, faith values and all that.
I mean, because of that, yeah, because
that's why it's an issue. If it was just an affair, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, exactly. But for me, the bigger concern is the fact that he just walked out of his job.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't
lie to his staff.
And then he's one of their hopefuls for president in 2012.
Him, like, and so was John Ensign.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, so how could these people be trusted to be the president? What are they going to do when they're the president? Just like tell the Secret Service to, you know, just go off in the other
room. Leave
me
alone for 5 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Forget about me. I'll just disappear, you know? It's just not something that can happen. And, you know, that's where the focus needs to be. And that guy just needs to be gone, period, because he can't be trusted to do his job.
You know, it's just plain and simple, and it's not about the other stuff. It's
all right, great call, Gene. I appreciate it, man. Enjoy yeah, Fort Fun today, okay? Call me again. We'll see you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Chris in Lafayette. Hey, Chris. I got about 90 seconds for you, Chris.
Hi. Hey, thanks, John. You're a voice of reason.
Thank you, sir.
I've enjoyed listening to your show, and you've got some great callers. You know, and what that guy Dave brought up really opened a box, you know, Pandora's box here. The thing is that what Sanford did wasn't wrong because he had an affair. It's because he lied to his wife. And, you know, like one caller said, some people have open marriages, and that's their business.
Yep.
And, you know, some people are into polyamory, which is loving more than one person at one time. And who are we to judge?
Yeah, I'm not judging that.
As long as they
But he's making the laws.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. So there's laws. I mean, you know, obviously you can only be married legally to one person, but there are people that live together.
Mm-hmm.
And if they love one another in their hearts, is that such a bad thing? I mean, you know, who are we to judge another person's love for another right. person? But lying to somebody and breaking agreements like exclusivity, right? They took marriage vows and said they'd be, you know, faithful to one another. Well, then he broke the vow, didn't he?
Yep, he did. And if he broke that vow, who's to say he won't break vows of his oath to office? You
exactly.
Know?
And this is what we need to focus on.
All right. Chris, I'm out of time.
Okay.
Listen, I'm sorry to be short.
Hey, great.
Hey, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon. 303-713-7600. More of your calls next after news.
They want all the parts in place because we're Democrats. That's what we do. We get it right. We don't just do stuff. We do it right. When you do stuff in a hurry, you end up with stuff like Iraq.
Randy Rhodes, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. As the Supreme Court moves to wrap up its current session, it has issued an important ruling on the constitutional protection against unreasonable searches. Let's get the details live from CBS News correspondent Barry Vagnato in Washington.
The court says it was wrong for an Arizona middle school assistant principal to strip search a girl named Savannah Redding after another student accused her of having prescription-strength ibuprofen, especially since other students weren't really in danger. But it adds, school officials can't be held liable because the law then wasn't clear. Students need this protection, says Redding lawyer Andrew Peterson.
This affirms that they do have certain rights, and they do have rights when they go to school. And they should be protected there from government intrusion.
Francisco Negron of the National School Boards Association is disappointed, but not totally.
I think what the court has done now is clarified the issue for school districts all across the country on what the boundaries are.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg labels the search humiliating, abusive. Only Justice Clarence Thomas thought it did not violate the Constitution. Live in Washington, Barry Vagnato, CBS News.
Iran's government has ratcheted up the pressure on the opposition, moving quickly to snuff out street protests, detain dozens of university professors, and keep a tight control over news organizations. Iran experts Ansari of the University of St. Andrews.
This is a major, major crisis for them, and I think people will be weighing up their options very carefully.
Ansari says he believes there are behind-the-scenes negotiations to bring the standoff to a peaceful conclusion.
They're very divided, and many of their senior leadership and older leadership do not believe that it's the job of the Revolutionary Guard to shoot upon the people.
But Ansari doubts the impasse will be broken unless the disputed election 2 weeks ago is annulled. The Fed chief is facing a tough audience on Capitol Hill, where CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is standing by live.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke denied that he improperly pressured Bank of America to take over Merrill Lynch or kept other regulators in the dark on a deal that eventually required a $20 billion taxpayer bailout. The bank's top executive told Congress government officials did threaten to fire him if he backed out. Bernanke said he didn't do it.
I did not tell Bank of America's management that the Federal Reserve would take action against the board or management.
Bernanke said he did want the deal done and acted with integrity in trying to stop an economic meltdown. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
A noisy rally in North Korea. A crowd denouncing the U.S. on the 59th anniversary of the outbreak of the Korean War. Pyongyang is vowing it will build up its nuclear arsenal. Two American journalists who've spent the past 3 months in North Korean custody are now serving a 12-year sentence at hard labor. On Sunday, the husbands of Laura Lang and Yuna Lee say they spoke with their wives by phone. Ling's husband, Ian Clayton, says his wife isn't in good health.
Laura's medical situation has deteriorated, and Yuna has also developed a medical problem.
Both Clayton and Michael Soldate say their wives sounded frightened. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 38 points. This is CBS News.
We Americans believe everyone should play by the rules. But what if your broker doesn't? That's when you turn to the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Empowered by the federal government, we're here to protect investors from fraud and bad practices. Last year, we barred hundreds of brokers from the industry and returned more than $1 billion to investors. To learn more, visit the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority at FINRAProtects.org.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A hit and run of a motorcycle policeman in North Glen this morning. It happened at an on-ramp at I-25 and 120th.
Ford, I think it's a 550 pickup truck, ran the red light, clipping one of the motor officers running over the front of his bike, ejecting him off the bike. And the gentleman fled, was stopped a couple blocks away, and now is in custody right now.
That's North Glen Police Sergeant Rick Kellogg. Colorado State University's board has approved a new budget, and tuition will be going up. It raises tuition by 9%. That's about $400 a year. CU Boulder's looking at new ways to round up cash, and an experimental one would involve fans at sporting events texting in small donations. Colorado students looking for college loans will have to go to the federal government instead of Colorado's Higher Education Department. The Denver Post reporting the Obama administration wants to grant money directly to students. Sports: Rockies fall to the Angels, the final score 11-3, and the Rocks are off today, travel to Oakland to play the A's and Matt Holliday tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining
showbiz.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet. Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining showbiz. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year. Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining showbiz. Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
At the shop, need some work done. Need to cut a cat, I guess is how they say it in automotive terms, any new catalytic converter. So, it's going to cost me a few $100. I'm sick of car troubles. 303-713-7600. We've been talking mostly this morning about Governor Mark Sanford from South Carolina and his admitted affair that's been going on for about the last year. He says he will not step down as governor of the state, but he has stepped down as chairman of the Republican Governors Association. We're talking about hypocrisy on the right. I had a call last hour, you know, and we've been tying it into these are the folks that are, you know, and Mark Sanford said no to gay marriage, said no to gay adoption. Meanwhile, he's basically saying it's okay to have an affair. 303-713-7600. I find it extremely hypocritical. And a caller last hour was talking about gay marriage, and it's like if we let gay marriage happen, then the next thing that's going to happen is multiple marriages that will be, you know, the Mormons will be knocking on the doors. 303-713-7600. Do you have a response to that? Go in the order they came. I know Chet's been hanging on a little bit. Bertha, Alice, and Arnold, don't go anywhere. I'm coming to you. But, Chet, what do you think, man?
I've been sitting here thinking about it since Dave called. I can't think of a single reason why people shouldn't be able to have multiple spouses. Polygamy. Not just Mormons, but any consenting adults.
Hey, if that's their religion, why not?
Why does it have to be the religion? That's like putting qualifications on gay marriage. If they feel like getting married, they're in love, they're adult, they're responsible, they can do it, why shouldn't they do it?
I'm not saying I disagree with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of why.
I can't come up with a good reason why it shouldn't be legal. You know, it might be difficult for insurance purposes.
Well, if you can afford it, you know. That's
right.
And it also has advantages for the women. If one wants to work and the other wants to stay home and take care of the kids and help with the housework, it's some of the load off the husband and the other woman or the other man. If polygyny and polygamy are two different things. Makes sense. And the bottom line is...
Well, and then even on the other foot, what if a woman wants to marry seven men, one for each day of the week?
Why not? Yeah. Why shouldn't anybody...
I think my producer, Erica, likes the idea of that one. She wants one for every day of the week.
Why shouldn't anybody who's in love and able to do it and wants to get married
Can throw that out this hour.
Yeah.
Chet, I can't come up with a logical argument to say why it shouldn't.
I keep coming back with, what is it my business? If that's what they want to do, doesn't hurt me, doesn't affect my marriage.
Yeah, if somebody's in an open relationship like that, who are we to judge?
Well, I was, actually.
You were?
It wasn't sanctioned because you can't marry more than one person, but we had, in the 60s and 70s, there
free
were
love.
Three of us. Well, yeah, you missed
it. Free love. I know, I missed the 60s, man. I'm hating myself.
It was a great party.
I'm sure.
It took its toll, so it made me what I am today.
So were you were loving the free love years, weren't you?
What
were you doing? How did you have, you had three, not wives, but...
Yeah, I had two...
A wife and a concubine, and two concubines?
One wife and our mutual girlfriend, or lover, or partner.
Really?
A couple of years, 2 years. And
that's awesome.
With another. But we all loved each other. It wasn't...
Yeah, did it hurt anybody?
No, and it wasn't an orgy of, you know, the way people might picture
right.
it. Right. It was family, and we had a child also. We had a son, and sometimes one took care of the child and took him places and stuff while we had some private time with the other.
Is that right, man?
I know.
No, I want to talk to you some more, Chet. So like one would leave when you wanted to get physical with the other.
Yeah, if one wanted to go do something, and we'd say, "Do you want to take?" And I'm not going to say his name. You know, we want to take our son. He's like from like age 6 or 7 up to 13 or 14. You know, do you want to take him with you? Yeah, sure. They go to the carnival or something. That would leave the other two of us in the house in private to have some personal quiet time and vice versa. Sometimes the other.
Did the other two love each other as well?
Absolutely.
Really?
We started out with a friendship that was like sisters, and then it became more...
Would you take the kids out so they could be together?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not as often, because I was working more.
Okay.
That was not my deal.
Right.
They were
I'm sorry, parents. I don't mean to laugh.
No,
I just think it's an amazing story.
I'm laughing, too. I look back on it, and I think...
Wow, how did I pull that one off?
Yeah, exactly, which is kind of the way I was feeling at the time. You know, wow.
Right.
I knew this. But now I think about it now in my golden years and think, wait a minute, why shouldn't everybody have the opportunity to do that. Because you don't just look in the animal world. Everybody, I mean, there aren't even any monogamous animals.
No, there's not.
Swans even have multiple partners. We used to think they mated for life. It's perfectly natural to love two people at the same time. And if you talk about it and work it out and do it right, I don't see any reason. I don't know that the three of us would have gotten married because I don't. It, as it turned out, it wasn't a lifelong relationship.
Right.
But for a year or two, we were together. But I don't see if two people, like two gay people, for instance, male or female, if they want to make a commitment in marriage, why shouldn't three people be able to make a commitment in marriage? I hate to say it, but Dave had a point, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think it's going to open the door for that.
No, and the flaw was he was saying basically, if gays are allowed to marry, then we'll have polygamy. Well, that's kind of like saying if A, then W. No, there's no connection there. But if gays are allowed to be married, why shouldn't anybody else be allowed to be married? And I'm not being snide.
Well, because I think they define marriage as a union of one person, as a civil union.
But now you're starting to sound like the right wingers and say, you know, marriage.
Well, I'm just saying what they would say, what their argument would, what the argument would be.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying that's what I believe in, but that's what the argument would be.
I misunderstood. I thought you were saying that's what the way you felt.
No.
Because you did say a while ago that you thought polyamory was perfectly okay. That's a threesome where there's not marriage involved, but it's three partners is polyamory.
Right.
If you legitimize it with marriage, then it becomes polygamy. Same thing, but you said that's crazy. But it's the same thing. Yeah.
No, you haven't changed my mind. I still don't think that it's going to open the door to.
I'm not saying that I'm severing the connection he made between gay marriage and polygamy.
Gotcha.
But I'm saying if we're trying to be reasonable and let people in love get married, why doesn't it apply to all of us, to everybody?
I'm with you. I can't say I don't know. I can't make a logical argument why we shouldn't be allowed to marry many wives or many husbands.
Yeah, if you can't afford it, or if there are minors involved, or if, you know, it involves, some of them are notoriously wife beaters, and,
yeah,
you know, they're lunatics that are into that sort of stuff. Well, those are separate
control
issues.
Freaks.
Those, yeah, and that's against the law anyway. You beat your wife, you go to jail.
Yeah.
So that has nothing to do with how many wives you have.
All right, Chet. Hey, awesome call this morning, man. Thanks for hanging. Thanks for thinking. All right.
See ya.
303-713-7600. Bertha in Aurora. Hey, welcome to the show, Bertha.
Hi. Well, I was calling to...
Were you having a relationship like that one?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
No. It sounds like... I always wondered if the stories were true about the 60s, but it sounds like I guess they were.
Uh-huh. I've heard similar stories.
Yeah, so I always figured it was a little exaggerated, but maybe not. Well, one of the problems people tend to have is they think of marriage as being a religious issue, and the history of marriage is really not a religious issue. It originally was part of it to justify certain things, but the real history of marriage has been either a legal issue.
Yeah,
or
it's about property.
Property or a societal issue in terms of trying to create bonds to create a community, and sort of that community would protect itself from other marauding communities.
Uh-huh.
In the cases where, you know, you generally did a lot of battle and men would, you know, be killed off in wars, then they would come up with, okay, polygamy is okay because they had extra women who weren't, you know, to them were left alone. So then you would have the men marry more women so that the women would have husbands to take care of them. So whatever, you know, the society needed at that point would be what marriage was defined as. And yes, about property. It was about, you know, exchange of property. That's why the upper classes took marriage very, very, very seriously. The ones that had property, had land. And what happened to the lower classes who were in situations of either like near slavery or slavery or
the serfs,
that sort of thing. The rules about marriage for them depended on how it benefited the people with the property. So if having them marry caused problems for people with property, then they were discouraged from getting married. And if it helped in terms of keeping them tied to that landed owner, then they would encourage marriage. But basically, if creating, you know, babies produced, you know, more slaves for them, and they didn't really care about marriage, because that, you know, it's slavery in this country. More babies meant more property. That was fine. Marriage generally meant bonds, which was bad because it would encourage slaves to revolt. So marriage was discouraged. but you know, reproducing was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, so
right.
Because that was more popular.
Yeah, how do you do it both ways, right?
Yeah, so it's always been, you know, because of who would, you know, whoever was in control and how it would benefit the people running that particular society. So it's not a religious issue. They would use religion to maybe justify whatever rule was made up, or to, you know, encourage people to accept their lot in life or whatever. But it really is not a religious issue, and that's what people get confused about.
You know, all right. Well, thanks for clearing that. So what do you think about this one? What do you think about polygamy? You think we should be open for polygamy?
Well, I suspect that that wouldn't occur because that would open up a lot of legal complications. So I think this
because you agree with David from last hour.
No, I do not.
Oh, you do not.
No, I'm saying he's like treating it like the Mormons will demand their religious rights. But I'm saying it's not about religion. It's
right.
about society.
Yeah, and I think the society will still say that it's between one person, even if, you know, if they allow gay marriage through, it'll be one person, one person.
Yeah, because that's a simple contract.
Right.
I mean, that's why the whole age of consent thing, getting married is age of consent. That's a contractual term.
Mm-hmm.
And you start bringing other people, it gets more complicated, and that makes it more complicated for society. So I think that's the argument they might be used. And that's the other argument with that religious conservatives want to use with gays, because when you form marriage, when you have marriage, that forms strong bonds. And if, you know, gay couples are getting married and having these strong bonds and getting, you know, having settled families, it takes away the argument they use against gays. You know, if gays are forced to be single, then they could be, you know, portrayed as these people living in sin or, you know, living outside the mainstream, and they can continue to be a target. But, you know, it doesn't help religious conservatives, you know, in their battles to have control over how people live by letting gays form bonds that, you know, are makes a society stronger.
Yeah, awesome call. Hey, yeah. Thank you for playing here, Bertha.
Okay, sure.
It's great to have you on the show.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600. This comes via instant message at am760.net. Mike, this caller, David from Boulder. David is promoting his anti-gay beliefs with a twisted logic. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Reminds me of some right-wing Christian nutjob in the news a while back. He said that if same-sex marriages are okay, then humans should be able to marry animals as well. Thank you, Mike. 303-713-7600. Got an open line. Also, Arnold hanging on. Alice, CJ, don't go anywhere. I do want to talk to you. Got another story I want to throw out here real quick before we go to break. Looks like there's something going on this weekend that you may be interested in. We've talked a lot about health care. Colorado's Organizing for America, OFA, a project of the Democratic National Committee that is building grassroots support for President Obama's agenda for change, will be participating in service events through the Denver area on Saturday, June 27th, as part of the National Healthcare Day of Service. And if you want, you can go to the website here. So I pull it up. Just Google OFA. I don't know why they don't have it linked here, but there's events going on all over Colorado. And if I'm going to try to put this onto our community calendar page this afternoon for you, so you can take a look there at am760.net. Your phone calls next. Don't go anywhere. Love the open lines and love your thoughts on this. We're talking about Mark Sanford, and somehow we're starting to talk about polygamy. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, it's 921. What's going on in traffic?
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton Bay and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice, once when you buy your new fan and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New, lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
If you want selection, if you desire a non-pressure, informative buying experience, put Landmark Lincoln Mercury on your list. I'm Tom Daniels, president of Landmark, and I'd like to invite you to drive the Lincoln Mercury difference. Now is your chance to get behind the wheel with low-rate financing and no payments for 3 months. If you prefer to lease, you need to hear about the affordable short-term lease payments on all our Lincoln models. Test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury products and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone. And the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marvel Comics plans to resurrect the beloved superhero for a 5-comic book series entitled Captain America Reborn, starting July 1st. Despite information about his return being closely shielded, there are rumors of a big-budget movie slated for release in 2011.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Would having a spouse for each day of the week be such a bad thing? 303-713-7600. My case, don't need seven. I got Stacy. She takes care of me pretty well. 303-713-7600. Had an earlier caller, Chet, who said he lived in a pretty free-loving relationship in the 60s and 70s. If anybody else had that kind of situation, call me up. I want to hear from you. 303-713-7600. Arnold in Inglewood. Hey, Arnold.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Arnold.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling you about you saying that was crazy when that fella or that black guy called in and said about the Mormons.
Uh-huh.
And then you ended up, oh, that's crazy. That's what you said. But I'm 80 years old. I'm 81 years old, and I can name you 1,100 things that I thought was crazy back in the 30s and back in the 40s. That we never thought that would happen. And you said, oh, that's crazy. It'll never happen.
What did you think in the 30s that was crazy that would never happen that's
okay,
happened?
I know there was a lot of white guys going around saying, we never eat with a black guy in our restaurant. I've cut hair for 52 years. And in El Paso, Texas, there was a black barber that had 3 black barbers with him, 1 Mexican. And they couldn't cut black guys' hair. They had to cut white guys here. And you thought that was crazy?
Yeah, I think what David said, that I don't think that that's going to open the doors. I think it is crazy to assume that if they allow gay marriage, that they're going to allow people to marry multiple spouses or marry animals.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm talking about, you said that the Mormons would be knocking on the door. That's what I'm saying. And I don't think it's crazy.
I think his assumption, yeah, I still disagree. I don't agree with his assumption. That if you allow gay marriage, the next thing that will be allowed is multiple marriages. I don't see how they'll make the jump.
I'm just saying that. There's a lot of things we thought that was crazy back in the, we never thought that we'd see in the movies people going to bed.
Hey, I never thought I'd see an African-American president. We have one.
Well, that's another thing I was going to say. How many guys said, we'll never have a black guy for president? Oh, and I've been in segregated Texas. I cut hair down there. Many in the 50s I was down there. And I cut hair in Carson City, Kansas. They used to, I'm Mexican. And they used to throw us upstairs with the blacks. We couldn't go to the theaters in Garden City, Kansas.
Garden City, Kansas is miserable, man. I've had to spend time there.
Well, I was born in Goodland, Kansas, and they didn't do that in Goodland. But in Garden, I worked at the sugar factory there back in 1944.
The worst month of my life was spent in Garden City, Kansas on a construction job.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. I had to work out there at IBP. You know IBP?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
I was just a 16-year-old kid then. I was working there at the sugar factory. They used to have a Great Western sugar factory there.
Hmm.
Well, anyway,
listen, I wasn't trying to say that, you know, David is crazy. I just think his assumption that you'll jump from one to the other might be a little out of control.
Well, the only thing is that we think a lot of things are crazy, and they come true sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Call me again, Arnold.
Okay.
Have
bye.
A good day, sir. 81-year-old listener to the show. Love it. 303-713-7600. Alice in Longmont. Hey, Alice.
Hello, John.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
My Southern Belle.
I'm originated from South Carolina.
Yeah, I can. Okay, so what do you think of Mark Sanford?
I think Mark Sanford is a disgrace, but he's absolutely what's going on in this day and age. And I'm saying that if we keep prying into the private lives of these politicians, we're not going to be able to get anybody to run.
Yeah.
That's what's so scary. And Mark Sanford is right there in the Bible Belt. And if he survives, then what he's done is going to be a miracle, because I don't think he will. But also, that lieutenant governor, I think, probably wants Mark Sanford's job down there.
You think so? Well, I can't say, hey, he should get it.
Yeah, he should. And not only that, people down there really got it in for him, because he did not accept the stimulus package.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I've been reading the story this morning. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford will find tough trail at home. And it's all, I mean, his party's basically already, you know, kind of said, dude, what is your problem? You didn't want the federal stimulus money.
Yeah, and from what I understand, South Carolina is in a bad shape financially.
It is.
And so they have really got it in for that governor down there. And these multiple marriages, it sounds like me, you could use an extra wife with three kids.
Exactly.
Right. I'm just joking,
no,
of course.
You're awesome.
But I know that there's times here I know a lady that's a Mormon, and she said she's had six children, and she says, you know, I think I could use an extra husband or two.
Yeah, help around the house.
These kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't come up with a logical argument against polygamy.
No,
I don't think they'll make the jump from gay marriage to polygamy right away, you know?
I can't either. I'm thinking, man.
If it makes you happy, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And, if that makes you happy, go for it.
Huh?
Happy, go for it.
Right. You know, and I'm thinking, gee whiz, if something happens to me, my poor husband will be left alone. Maybe I ought to get out there and start looking for him an extra wife. I could use the help. And I don't want him lonely.
Yeah, no. Alice, you're awesome. You've been calling the show for several years.
Well,
and we think you're great.
Well, I appreciate that. Sometimes,
and I can listen to you talk any day of the week.
Huh?
I can listen to you talk all day long.
Well, I think some people get tired of this voice, but John, I've been interested in politics since I was 18 years old, and watching some of the things that have taken place, I'm in awe of what has happened between my age now and when I was 18. I never thought that I'd ever see abortion legal, ever. On kind of, I was, you know, living in the Bible Belt.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a lot of young women suffer. And a lot of young men, you know, they were labeled down there once that these things happened. And I think it was a crying shame and a sin. But, you know, even for young people today. Because they're young. And I don't know what happens, talking about Mark Sanford, I don't know what happens to these men when they get in their 40s, in their 50s. I think they all go berserk.
You know?
It's a change of life.
I think you make a great point, and I think men do go through...
Change of life.
Change of life, or, you know, they call it midlife crisis or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you watch the movie American Beauty with Kevin Spacey.
No, I haven't.
You never seen that movie? You need to see that.
Well, I sure will. You know,
and, you know, I think that a lot of men go through that in their late 40s, early 50s, sometimes even their 60s, where it's like, you know what? I've been raising family for the last 20, 25 years. I want to go get the sports car. I want to get a mistress. I want to have sex with an 18-year-old. You know, I want to be young again. I think a lot of men go through that.
I think women and men go through that, and I want to be young again.
Yeah.
And this proves that I'm young again. And virile.
And virile. Alice, you're awesome.
Anyway, you take care.
Hey, thank you. Call me again, okay?
Okay.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600. CJ, Eric, Bobby, hold on. I got to hit another timeout. Just a couple left here. Got 28 minutes here before 10 o'clock. Todd Parker, hopefully traffic's loosening up. What's going on out there now?
Northbound I-25 remains slow as you're trying to make your way past DU up towards the downtown area. Southbound I-25 busy. I-70 towards Spear. Heavy pockets on both 270 as well as on 36. We've got a bunch of surface street issues going on. Motorcycle crash investigation. Actually, hit and run truck hit a couple different police officers, so they're still checking this one out. 120th at I-25. Crashes Hampton and Sheridan as well as Bellevue and Santa Fe. And a car actually left the pavement, rather, at Santa Fe and Alameda, went into the Platte. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 89, almost 90 degrees today. Will be cloudy, however, with a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, 75 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Si se puede. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active. Were you fast enough to snag your own little piece of internet history? Within hours of allowing Facebook users to register a unique username, millions had secured their personalized web address and were redirecting their friends to facebook.com/ followed by their shiny new username. If you weren't fast enough to secure yours, you'll have to either come up with something unique or add some digits at the end of the one you want.
Lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton, Bay, and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice. Once when you buy your new fan, and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
Just saw this on CNN. A former middle school student who was strip searched by school officials looking for ibuprofen pain medication won a partial victory of her Supreme Court appeal Thursday. This morning, a case testing the discretion of officials to ensure classroom safety. Savannah Redding was 13 when Arizona school administrators suspected that she was carrying banned drugs. No medication was found, and she later sued. The justices concluded that the search was unreasonable, but that individual school administrators could not be sued. The larger issue of whether a campus setting traditionally gives schools greater authority over students suspected of illegal activity than police are allowed was not addressed fully by the divided court. And I may hit on this story tomorrow. Kids being strip searched at school without their parents present. That drives me crazy. I also got a couple instant messages I can throw out there. This comes from Greg, great contributor to the show. First of all, no problem with polygamy anyway if it's by consent. Nobody has to have polyamory. The issue is when some of the Mormon sects outside of the mainstream of polygamy with minors that are non-consensual. I think the Mormon Church banned this practice quite some time ago. Really, the issue is consenting adults. The other thing about this is why do things Dave from Boulder doesn't want to see, in this case polygamy, have anything to do with gay marriage? Should blacks not have been allowed to intermarry with whites because that means Asians can marry whites too? That's what he seems to be saying to me. I think I agree with you, Greg. If you see somebody likes this, again, ask them to justify on its own own the ban on gay marriage, for example, without using what it may lead to. It's either moral or immoral to allow gay marriage on its own. It's got nothing to do with something else. In my mind, it's immoral not to allow gays to marry, and he needs to justify this bigotry on its face. Thank you, Greg. Also got one. This is from Mac. Turk, the reason women are not hypocritical like Sanford is because they have the universal right to change their minds. And by the way, if you can't hire your mistress to work for you, who can you hire? All right, Mac. Kevin in, I think he's in Illinois. Turk, working those phone lines, hitting on the state senators. LOL. I love it. Fringe benefit, I reckon. In defense of Sanford, his wife makes me think of Barney Fife and Drag. That's not so nice, Kevin. But I don't know if I hit on State Senator Linda Noel, but she is awesome. I love her. I do. I think she's great. She's one of our best state legislators. And she's good looking, too. 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. Let's go to CJ in Broomfield. Hey, CJ. Are you with me, CJ?
Yes.
Hi.
Great show, John.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. You wondered why Dave would discriminate against gays since he's probably African-American.
Yeah, and I just made that assumption by a voice. Now, that's a bad thing to do, but...
Well, no. Listen. I think the reason Dave made that statement, I think Dave hears those type of statements made in his church.
Is that right?
He did indicate that he was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He did, yeah.
Yes, he does, because I need to... I've heard similar statements in churches.
Hmm.
So...
Well, you know, and I just made the point, you'd think that as a minority, he might see the plight of what's going on with gay rights.
Correct. He should.
I mean, it's a civil rights issue, in my opinion.
But many minorities don't see the plight. They hear the word, or they see that it's involving gays, and it's complete opposite.
Right.
Yeah. I'm afraid it's true. Doing a great job, and I need you to say hello to Jay for me.
I sure will.
All righty.
All right, CJ. Hey, thanks a million for the call. You've been calling the show for a long time, too, and you're awesome. 303-713-7600. I think we have the greatest callers on earth here at AM760, and this Jay Marvin show anyway. Let's go to Bobby in Evergreen. Hey, Bobby.
In Summit County right now. Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is. How are things looking up there in the mountains today?
Well, the trees are dead, but it's wonderful. I'm so surprised to be able to get you on the radio today.
Well, I'm glad to be broadcasting up there in Summit County.
Right. I'm going to let everybody know as I come across them that they can tune in today.
Okay, good.
Anyway, I wanted to get back to you. I'm really glad that you brought up the issue of your wife working in the insurance industry, because I'm sure a lot of people have been concerned about that, and it doesn't come up in the discussion, so I'm glad you brought that up. And what I wanted to add is that, you know, a lot of us, I think most Democrats for years now have wanted to see the production of nuclear bombs dropped way back. You know, we just don't need to keep adding to our stockpile, and yet that's what we keep doing. And in order to change that, in order to bring the change that we voted for, there are going to be workers who are going to be feeling the pinch with that. And anytime we try to make change in one direction, there's always other factors that come into it. So, you know, I'd like for you to keep that in mind, and other people who are involved in the insurance industry, keep that in mind, that balances happen.
I'm trying to find the story now, but the CEO, I think it was of United yesterday, came out, and I'm Googling it right now, is basically came out against the single payer, you know, and the public option. But meanwhile, he could get $15 million in incentives.
Right.
You know, and it's like, well, yeah, well, here's the problem. You know, you should have just kept your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that needs to be targeted, too.
Yeah.
But I want to add that while that is an upheaval for your wife and other people, those kinds of changes do happen in all of this process. And that the difference is that when right-wingers make the changes that affect workers, they don't give a damn. And when Democrats make that, they think ahead to who's going to be affected and how that can be eased.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to make sure that as Democrats that we do look out for people who are going to be affected, whether it's in the nuclear industry or the health healthcare industry, or any of the changes that we propose that we are.
And like you said, John Conyers has been looking at all these aspects in the bill he crafted.
Right, absolutely, and I hope you will speak to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on. Okay, I think you suggested it yesterday.
That's terrific. So anyway, you know, you're in my thoughts. I hope you're back next week. Your wife is in my thoughts because I'm sure that she's thinking a lot about what this means for her. And yet, you know, as a progressive, she knows that the change has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's.
We talked about it last night, and she's like, you know what? If something happens, I'll get a new job. I'll find something else to do.
Great.
You know, I mean, she's so smart and awesome that honestly she can get a job doing anything. I think if she walked in your door, if you're an employer, my wife walked in there, and not just saying this because she's my wife, but you'd want to hire her. Well, yeah, I mean, she's good at everything she does.
She's a good progressive, and she sees the bigger picture. So please give her a hug for me.
You got it. All right. Great. Thanks a lot, Bobby. Have a good morning.
Hope to see you next week.
All right. Thank you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great show today, John.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, it's good news, bad news, almost impossible to get on. So that's good news, bad news.
Yeah, and I've been doing mostly calls while I've been in here the last 2 weeks.
Man, it's just great. Your ratings got to be going through the roof, buddy.
I don't know. But I appreciate it, Eric. Thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, the guy that emailed you a while back was talking about Rick Santorum. Remember the man on dog?
Mm-hmm.
That
was the guy who said, oh, if you allow gay marriage, then next thing you know, we'll be marrying animals. Yeah, it was Rick Santorum. Thank you.
And listen, the reason that I called is I wanted to, I know some. We're frustrated. I know we're frustrated. We want the single payer. It seems like, you know, it's going to be such a tough fight, but nothing's easy. When you think about this, just try to think back to 2001, 2002, right around in there, 2004. Rick Santorum was mainstream Republican thinking. This is a guy that tried to insert intelligent design as mandated teaching into the Left Behind Act. And don't forget, people were talking that way. Conservative Republican was the word, was the term, conservative Republican. And, you know, people are flying away from that stuff now. And it's really the Republican hypocrisy and exposed for what it is. And, you know, these screwballs aren't being looked at as mainstream anymore. They're being looked as screwballs. So that's just what I wanted to say. We're moving away from it. I know it's slow, but it's happening.
Yeah, I hope so. But I don't know, man. Listening to the Patriot Channel on the way into work this morning.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you get my email yesterday?
Which one?
I don't about the power going out.
No, I didn't get it.
No?
Can you resend it?
Basically, I can just tell you real quick.
Go ahead.
And you're not the one saying it, so you shouldn't get in trouble. Every time your power goes out, I think about that Silverman or Capless or Gunny Bob sneaking in there and pulling the plug like they did on Airplane and then saying, just kidding.
Yeah, no, they're not pulling the plug. I know we have had some work being done on our transmitter the last week or so.
I know. It was just total light humor. But
no,
I mean,
it's awesome.
You get the visual of
yeah, them going down, you know, coming in here early in the morning to just cut us off in the afternoon.
And then just one little plug, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Like a light or something.
It's just a switch, man. All you got to do to turn us down at 1 watt is just flip a switch.
Anyway, great job, John. I love listening to you.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it, Eric.
See you later, buddy.
All right, see ya. 303-713-7600. Taking your phone calls. We're in open phones. Anything you want to talk about on game here? You want to talk about healthcare? We can do that for the last 15 minutes. Got Mac in Denver. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Dirk.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going well. You, buddy?
Not too bad. Say, the argument against polygamy is, you know, having two wives is like being nagged at in stereo.
Oh, no. Here goes Mac with the shovel. You got any more one-liners for us, Mac?
No, that's about it.
Is that it?
Although I will say, you know, one of the other things that's hypocritical about these politicians is that in order to get elected, they haul out their wives and kids and say, hey, look
at how
procreate, and that's the reason to vote for me.
Look at how close-knitted my family is.
Yeah, right.
Like the whole Palin family that she touted around with her.
And then look at them now. I mean, not only do you not want to vote for them, but you wish they couldn't procreate, too.
Exactly. Mac, right. Great call, brother.
We'll see
you. All right, we'll see you soon. 303-713-7600. Also have this story. This may make some people happy. Union members spent much of Wednesday hounding Governor Bill Ritter as he attended high-dollar fundraisers in D.C. They were hoping to hit the Democratic where it hurts as he gears up for re-election in 2010. A group of about 40 firefighters and grocery workers angry at Ritter's recent veto of a pair of pro-labor bills started the day by picketing the Capitol of the BGR Group, an influential lobbying firm, shouting slogans as startled commuters walked past. Ritter never appeared, apparently arriving through another entrance. The event was hosted by, among others, Jonathan Mance, the former finance director of Hillary Rodham Clinton's presidential campaign. Union members were at it again around midday, picketing a luxury hotel in the Capitol's Chinatown district. Donors were asked to give as much as $1,050 apiece. The second fundraiser was hosted by Richard Sullivan, a high-powered Washington lobbyist and Democratic rainmaker. Facing what is likely to be a tough re-election in 2010, Ritter was in full fundraising mode, and the workers hoped to disrupt what was meant to be private events by shouting through bullhorns and handing out flyers on the streets outside. A lot of people upset about his, what seems to be, anti-union stances. Let's try to fit everybody in here before the end of the show. Noah and Thornton, I got about a minute, 2 minutes for you. What's up?
Hey, good on the union members, man.
Yeah, no doubt, huh? That's what they got to do. Got to make yourself seen and heard.
Yeah, I think that's great. Hey, I wanted to say that the issue of gay marriage and all this other stuff like that, I think that we're all using the wrong language. I think we should never say the word marriage again and just get the Democrats to pass a backdoor bill that says civil union accords all the same rights and as marriage. And from then on, they can never use that word again. Because
it seems to be tied in with the Bible, and they take it to faith, you know?
I think Europe has the right way of doing it. In Europe, they pretty much figured out that marriage is some way associated with religion. Religion shouldn't be mixed with the government at all. So if you want to get married, you get married in your church. But if you want a civil union that's recognized, you have to go to the courthouse. Well, they do two unions over there in order to be recognized.
Yeah.
I think that's the way that America needs to go. I don't think that we should have any type of reference in any church at all dealing with, if they want to marry two people, fine.
Yeah.
Everybody should get a civil union. And I don't care if two gay guys want to get married. I think the world needs a little bit more.
I don't care if 10 gay guys want to get married.
I know, me personally, you know what?
You know what? I don't want a guy to marry an animal, though.
Well, that's different. That's not consenting adults.
Right.
You know what? If three people want to get married, I say that's just more love surrounding the children. Who cares?
That's
just an honest opinion.
Yeah, that is a good opinion. No, I agree with it as well.
Right.
More love.
You're doing great, Dirk. Thanks, man.
Free love. Thanks, Noah. 303-713-7600. God, I wish I would have grown up in the 60s before I met Stacy. Just kidding, Stacy. I love you. You're the best. Thanks for putting up with me. Got a couple phone calls hanging on. Brad and Lori, you'll round out the show here 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. And Todd Parker will take our last look at traffic during the J. Marvin Show. What's going on, Todd?
We're still looking at those issues on I-25 as you're heading north. Still going to be sluggish as you're making your way towards Broadway off those main roads. Motorcycle accident investigation, 120th and I-25. There's a car that went into the creek, Santa Fe and Alameda. Still trying to get that cleaned up. Two cars mixed it up, Hampton and Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Independence, financial stability, integrity. That's Citywide Banks, a Colorado bank helping metro area businesses thrive for more than 45 years. Take advantage of Citywide's local lending expertise. Bank local, bank Citywide. Call or log on today, citywidebanks.com.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760 for Progressive Talk.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guide offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guide has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guide. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guide is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guide at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
953. Want to let you know AM 760 is Colorado's Progressive Talk, celebrating Colorado's same-sex couples with the AM 760 Pride Fest Wedding Chapel. So this Saturday and Sunday in Civic Center Park, couples will be able to express their love by walking down our aisle, exchanging rings, and posing for wedding photos in front of family and friends. AM 760 will even provide an ordained officiant to oversee the proceedings. While the union may not be legal yet, AM 760 is giving same-sex couples a chance to express their love and commitment publicly and with pride. All brides and grooms will be able to peruse their wedding photos on the front page of AM760.net after the honeymoon this coming Monday. I know it's, you know, it's not the real thing, but if you want to go have fun down at Civic Center Park this Saturday and Sunday, we'll have our Pride Fest Wedding Chapel, the AM760 Pride Fest Wedding Chapel. Let's try to squeeze everybody in, so I want to give you each about a minute or two. Got Brad on a cell phone. Hey, Brad.
Hey, John.
Hey.
You know, I think next time any politician comes up with one of these holier-than-thou statements, like somebody should resign for moral indiscretion, somebody should have a pre-printed, fill-in-the-blank resignation letter for that person to sign immediately. So if they ever get caught doing the same thing, their resignation's already there.
A contract. If you say this and you do this, you're done.
Exactly. But, you know, as far as Republicans are concerned, none of them can hold to their word anyway. I mean, look back to the contract on America in the 90s, and they were advocating term limits back then. And how many of those guys that signed that thing are still in?
A lot of them.
Too many of them.
Too many of them. Now, we need term limits.
Exactly. One more thing.
Yeah, man.
I would rather listen to you than David Sirota, so I hope they keep you on until Jay comes back.
Wow, I appreciate that, man. I'm honored. Honestly?
I totally believe that.
Well, I think Dave does a great job. And he's definitely, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go out. He's a lot smarter than I am.
Okay? You know?
And he's younger than me, too.
Well, that's all right. But this is a common sense radio program, and you've got it.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that, Brad.
My pleasure.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you again soon. I'll be back tomorrow if you want to call me.
That'd be great.
Thanks. All right. Steve and Sedalia, hang on, I'm coming to you. Lori in Denver, you're my next call.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
I just want to say this is probably one of the most intellectually honest conversations I've heard on this radio about the marriage issue. But I think the problem with your discussion and the discussion in general has to be the terminology.
Okay.
You know, I
how
think
do we fix it?
Well, your honesty is in that you're willing to have gays marry or multiple couples marry. And, you know, that I think is intellectually honest. But the problem is the terminology is not gay marriage. Gays can marry. It's same-sex marriage. And the definition of marriage is men and women. The definition of a man marrying multiple women is polygamy. The definition of a brother and sister marrying is incest. I don't disagree that gay couples should have the right to have a commitment, but it shouldn't be called marriage. It's the changing of the definition is the problem.
Yeah, how about like Noah just suggested, just call them all civil unions?
Well, no, because if people want to get married, if a man and a woman want to get married, they should get married. If they want to have a civil union, they should be able to have a civil union. And if people aren't religious, they still should be able to get married, even though they don't want to get married in a church or a synagogue or anything else.
I think a lot of people don't get married in churches nowadays.
Well, that's right. And the state can also give a marriage, but the marriage is between a man and a woman. If couples, if gay couples, it's not gay marriage, it's same-sex union.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Then call it something
I'll put it
else.
That way.
Give it its own name.
Okay.
And be honest about gay marriage, because no, there's nothing anywhere that says gays cannot marry.
Nope.
So continue the intellectual honesty and call it
same-sex
union.
Got
and,
it.
You know, call it a different name, and I'm all for it. Just don't change the definition of the longest-standing institution in human history.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call. Call me again. Steve and Sedale, you're going to round out the show. I got about 45 seconds. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, man. To her point, and I see where she's going, but here's the thing. It's all about semantics. Because all of this comes from a biblical perspective.
Uh-huh.
You know, it all comes back to the Christianity thing. And if the Christians were intellectually honest about this, and they go back, you know, to the where it states, you know, Adam and Eve, the word marriage was never used. And then if you jump way forward into the New Testament, when Christ was asked about marriage, he said there won't even be marriage in heaven. So it's all about semantics.
It is. The semantics game is hard to play, too.
Yeah, it's just one stupid word.
Yeah.
And
10 seconds, Steve. I got to run.
Okay, but quick. David was God's greatest man in the Bible. He had 700 and some odd wives and an equal number of concubines. Tell me that God was against plural marriages.
All right, Steve, I'm going to try to address that one tomorrow. Only got about 10 seconds here. We had to run through a promo. Want to thank everybody for calling in the show this morning. It's been awesome. Been a lot of fun. Didn't know we'd get 4 hours out of it after the first hour, but we made it happen. We'll see what tomorrow brings. John Turk on AM 760. Ed Schultz next.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know...
Hi, it's Marty. When I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetle Kill Wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetle Kill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or lowershardwoods.com.
Of Colorado, these things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76.